Exposing free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It is morning in America, January 21st, 2020. I'm your host, Tony Arterburn, filling in for the great David Knight. We've got a great show lined up for you. On the heels of a major victory for patriots, for Americans, for the Second Amendment, for the First Amendment. But as the General Wellington said, just after the Battle of Waterloo, he said it was a near-run thing. And he also said that the only thing more melancholy than a battle lost was a battle won. What does that mean? It means that you're back in the fight. It means the next day everything continues and starts all over again. And so history happening now, today, the impeachment articles have gone to the Senate, and there is some debate headed there today. We'll be covering that. Of course, Mitch McConnell, a Senate Majority Leader, has tried at least to set the resolution where it will only be 48 hours total, 2 days worth of back and forth with no witnesses called. That will be put into question. He's going to be tested on whether or not he has the votes to push that through. Of course, there are some senators you need to watch, Lisa Murkowski, Mitt Romney. There's a few others. And of course, President Trump, in a good position with this because he's not facing any imminent wars. He's not facing any shooting wars at this time. Had this been on any other timeline, it could have been very precarious because the war party, the neocons, could have leaned heavily on him and had that leverage, as Lindsey Graham has said, I'll be his worst enemy if he leaves the Middle East. And so we're in a decent position, I think, going into this, looking at this. We're going to keep you posted because there's a timeline breaking this down today all through the 21st of January. We've got more on this later in the show. We'll be taking your calls as well, 888-201-2244. Second hour, I should be joined by Harrison Smith of Off Limits News. You know, the entire InfoWars crew out there in Washington, D.C., coming off the heels of this major victory for us in Richmond, Virginia. And, you know, as I look at that and I see the positive energy, it means great things for our movement, and we're going to continue to pay attention to that. This impeachment farce, this is a continuation of the slow-motion coup. And, of course, February 4th, something you need to be aware of, is the projected State of the Union address by the president. And the goal is to get him to the State of the Union, past this impeachment, past the trial. Of course, this being the third president in history to be tested by trial in the Senate. And no president has been removed from office, both Andrew Johnson and Bill Clinton acquitted by the Senate. I think that will remain true with President Trump, but it is, the road is fraught with peril because we have never really had in our lifetimes in modern history a true outsider president. And so there are wild cards thrown in there. The wild card of Mittens Romney, the wild card of the neocon faction. It really depends on what happens with global events. So it's not a something that's already solved. It is something we're going to have to watch. It's something we're going to have to study very closely. And we will continue to do that. This is the David Knight Show, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. I'm going to be talking about some of the great products that are on sale right now, but I took my Brain Force Plus this morning. I took my shot of X2. I took my Ultra 12, which is my personal stack, and I'm having a wonderful cup of the organic Chiapas Blend Patriot Blend Coffee from InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back after that.
Hey, you there. We have a problem. You see, there is a baby. The mother of this baby is not sure she's ready. The father of this baby doesn't want to settle down. The mother starts to have regrets. The father considers leaving town. But a friend says there's a solution. She says to have an abortion. The mother decides to look into it. The clinic assures her it's safe. She's made her decision. She's going to have an abortion. The problem is that baby is you.
Join me, Owen Schroyer, at the March for Life, Friday, January 24th, in Washington, D.C., noon, at the National Mall. I'll see you there. It's time to stand up for the unborn. It's time to speak out for the voiceless.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. This is The David Knight Show. I'm your host, Tony Arterburn, filling in for David. David will be hosting the Alex Jones Show today, 11 a.m. Central Time. We have some videos. I want to recap this. We can't let this go, this amazing victory yesterday. Having patriots on the ground, having InfoWars on the ground, having people ready to be witness to any sort of malevolence by the deep state, by bad actors, by the communist or the left, the Marxist, Soros-funded operatives. We were there. This amazing crew, InfoWars crew, was there. Alex Jones was there. And they had their eyes open. And patriots across the country had their eyes open. Everything was we were ready to look and see what was going on, to be aware of our surroundings. And that, in my opinion, kept everything yesterday peaceful. And, you know, gun owners and patriots and people that love the old republic, people that want a country and a future for humanity, we're peaceful. We're peaceful until we're pushed, and that is only going to be a defensive thing. This is not something like Governor Keep 'Em Comfortable Northam was stating his lies and his conspiracy theory that we were going to storm the Capitol, something outrageous. And, of course, he's setting up that open-air FEMA camp. All the recipes were there. All the ingredients were there for something, a false flag, to pin on patriot groups, to pin on grassroots, to pin on people that want a constitution and want a border, not a new world order. But we have some great videos. We're going to recap yesterday. Take your calls. 888-201-2244 is the number. Guys, let's run video one.
This is what happens to tyrants. This is what happens to tyrants, what you just saw.
All right. Y'all do the picture. Everybody jump in live. Which live feed, dude?
Right here?
Dude, get in here. We do the live feed.
Yeah, yeah. I can hear you. I'm good.
Yeah, yeah. So you, everybody, just get it right here and come up while we have a shot in the background of the big crowd.
Yeah, yeah.
No, we're going. Tell me what's why you're here today. Go ahead.
This is awesome, man.
This is about we the people. How about me?
Yeah. This is awesome. This is exactly why we're here. To see everyone united as one banner for freedom. And this is the battle right here. We're here to join with everyone else.
And the people out there in cyberspace are just as important as we are. They got to share these links, share what people really did here today. Because the media is going to lie about all this. Only you can Paul revere it.
Yeah.
Only you can get it.
One thing I want to make sure everyone knows, it was completely peaceful out here. None of the hype, none of the media, that everything that spread, that showed there was going to be violence or anything like that, none of that happened at all. The crowds out here was beautiful.
And all the media hype saying we'd be violent was a damn lie again! Another hoax!
Alex, police say we gotta keep moving because the backflow, we're backing stuff up.
What if we go right
away? We can walk up here, we can walk up there, but when we stop, it's locked.
What's going to happen?
I'll take a second.
I know. Yeah, as he pointed out, it's been totally peaceful. People have tried to incite violence have been the Democrat politicians in suits. Again, this is a live feed. Alex Jones in Richmond at the Capitol. A large crowd there.
I would love to take credit 20 years ago when it was in Berkeley Science Reports and other top research reports that atrazine sterilizes and reduces fertility of amphibians, of fish, of birds, but also of mammals. And so, but what it does is it also confuses males, and then that's what happens to frogs. They want to have sex with the male frog, but then they don't have any eggs, and so the frogs die. And so I said, listen, I'm not against gay people. I just don't want to put chemicals in the water that make the freaking frogs gay. And the media, every late-night comic, they all attack me, knowing full damn well that atrazine is a very toxic chemical, and even tiny amounts of it will literally basically shrivel your balls and everything else up. You don't even have a sex life, okay? And it'll fry your brain. And so it doesn't just, quote, make you gay. That was just something the media picked up on, even though studies show it makes the male frogs want to have sex with the other male frogs. Okay, so it screws up their whole primary nerve, everything. And then it turns out the Pentagon had, this is BBC News, this is Reuters 25 years ago, a gay bomb that was made up of a mixture of LSD and atrazine, where they would spray it on groups of troops, and the men would start flipping out, literally having sex with each other. So that's what chemicals can do. That's what our noses do. That's why my wife's right here. I smell my wife. I mean, she smells really damn good. Okay? But you got a bunch of atrazine, well, then a dude starts smelling good too. You know, it's kind of like a pizza. It smells really good.
All right, that's Alex Jones explaining to the crowd how the mainstream media can spin that. And, of course, they've been doing that to the people who said we're going to show up and talk to the legislators here about this, these slew of bills that are, they propose to take away our Second Amendment rights. And as I pointed out, there are bills to take away other rights about your free speech, about your informed consent when it comes to vaccines, about your parental rights and so forth. You know, one of the laws that they already have that we haven't heard anything about in the run up to this, this demonstration here on Lobby Day, we haven't heard anything about the anti-masking law that they have in Virginia. And isn't it interesting? Because that is the hallmark of Antifa, the fact that they show up wearing masks and then start beating people with sticks with nails in them and so forth. Isn't that interesting? They haven't said anything at all about that. The law reads, it shall be unlawful for any person over 16 years of age to, with the intent to conceal his identity, wear any hood. That'd be, you know, kind of like the Ku Klux Klan hood that Governor Kuhnman was pictured with. Or to use any other device to conceal his face. That'd be like the blackface. We don't know which one he was. I think still we don't know. So it was an effort to conceal. I mean, he was trying to conceal his identity, I guess, you know, for about 25 years, 35 years. He was saying, it's not me. It's not me. I never saw that. It's not me. And so the question is, if they're so concerned, they're going to issue a state of emergency and say, well, these people who have shown up for 17 years, always peaceful, we think it's going to be a full-on kickoff, a civil war. We're not even going to let people bring in toy guns, baseballs, or softballs anywhere around the Capitol, and they're going to limit travel and so forth. Why wouldn't they come out and say, oh, and if you show up wearing a hood, because this is what Antifa does everywhere, and if they're concerned about another Charlottesville where protesters are going to get attacked by counter-protesters wearing hoods, that would be the anti-First Amendment, the Antifa people, why wouldn't they come out and say, if you show up with a hood, we're going to arrest you? They never said anything about that, Governor Blackface. That's absolutely amazing, isn't it? That he wouldn't talk about that. Is it okay if you show up wearing a Ku Klux Klan hood? Because evidently it's okay with the Democrats. They not only didn't take Northam out of the office of governor, and you even had the Democrat Attorney General Herring say, well, I think you ought to step down. He didn't. And the Democrats are so happy with him that they elected a full slate of Democrats. Now, there's more to that, and we'll talk about the chaos in elections, how most of the, a large part of these seats in Virginia, anywhere from a quarter to 40% of them in the House and the Senate, were not even contested by Republicans. That's one of the ways that the Democrats got control of this. But when I look at what is happening there, I've talked many times about the corporate plantation that is being prepared for all of us. It is a UN agenda. UN Agenda 2030. They say it's to protect the environment, but it is a corporate plantation, the company town. They're bringing back that whole idea, the company town that they used to do around coal towns and so forth. You know, the I load 16 tons of what I get, you know, that type of thing from Tennessee Ernie Ford. And we have corporations like Google and now at the recent Consumer Electronics Show, Toyota, saying, yeah, we're going to create our own towns. We're going to run them. We're going to control everything about that town. And, of course, the key part of that is to control your transportation. But when you look at the military's goals to control people, they want to make sure that they can control your ability to shoot. They want to make sure they can control your ability to communicate. And they want to be able to control your ability to move. Do you see what they did here at the lobby day in Virginia? They shut down people's ability to communicate, hoping that they wouldn't show up, putting up a massive FEMA fence at the last minute with only one...
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars. But the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you understand why the globalists, why the servants of Satan hate InfoWars, it's because we're awake, we're alive, we're passionate, and we're not giving up. That's why it's critical for those of us that are aware of the New World Order's plans to not get down when they attack us and they persecute us and they lie about us. That's what we should expect, because we are hurting these scumbags. The globalists have literally sold their soul to the dark side, and they do what they do because they're slaves, because they are eternally driven to try to suppress and dominate and destroy the innocent. It is up to us who are awake, not the sheep and not the wolves, but the sheepdogs, to stand firm and resist these wicked tyrants. They fear the fact that we are awake. They fear the fact that we are alive. They fear the fact that we love God. And that's all we ever have to know, is that God is in charge. I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spent a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalist this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today. We have been fighting so hard in the last 2 weeks that I've not even had time to cut new audio ads for this huge syndicated radio audience. And I apologize to radio listeners. I apologize for the fact I'm cutting this on a phone as I drive down the road. But this is a war, and we're getting it done any way we can. But we had huge sales in the new year, around Christmas, into the new year. But we sold the products at such low prices that it didn't bring in a lot of actual capital to fund our operations. And I'm expending massive amounts of money to put more than 15 people in Virginia, more than 10 people in D.C., all next week for the trial of Trump. It's so critical we're there to confront the globalists and put out the counter-narrative of the truth to what they're doing. This is a real fight. So please step to the plate and take care of yourself and your family and get great products while you do it at InfoWarsStore.com. These are products you need, like the Ultimate Fish Oil, and it funds the operation. Please take action. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
David Knight Show. I'm your host, Tony Arterburn, proudly sitting in for David Knight. David will be hosting the Alex Jones Show later today, 11 a.m. Central Time. We're taking your calls today, 888-201-2244. We're also recapping the victory yesterday that you made possible. Those of you who listen, who support InfoWars, who buy the products, because the InfoWars crew was on the ground yesterday. Headline on Drudge, you know, Alex Jones rolls up in a battle tank. This was known to the world that Patriots are on the ground. We're watching you. No false flags will be had. Patriots were aware. We weren't going to be taken off a guard again. And so this was a wonderful victory. But coming off the heels of that, we're entering this other historic chapter, or rather the close of one, potentially, which is the impeachment, the farce, the slow-motion coup, something that is fantastical. President Trump being persecuted, and, of course, the House votes for impeachment off of a crime that Joe Biden is guilty of and said so and admitted to at the Council on Foreign Relations on video. This is amazing, amazing times to be alive. So we're going to be setting the stage for that, telling you who the players are, what to look for today here on the David Knight Show. And there is a timeline for this trial to take place, the goal of the defense. And then, of course, there's the goal of Chuck Schumer and the deep state. But this is unlike any other trial that we've had because there isn't really any precedence for a complete outsider president. Who cannot completely count on his party to step up like previous presidents have had. This isn't completely partisan, although it looks pretty good for the president. That February 4th deadline, getting that everything taken care of before then so he can give the State of the Union. It looks plausible, but we'll talk about some of the fault lines. We'll talk about some of the pitfalls that he may have. So continuing to recap yesterday, because it's such an important event in history. Crew, let's roll video two, Savannah Hernandez.
Why do you think it's important for women to exercise the Second Amendment, to have the Second Amendment right?
Well, I think it's definitely very important, especially for women, because it keeps us safe. I think that's fundamental when it comes to that. I feel safe, especially with guns, so, yeah.
Are you a citizen of Virginia?
Yes, I am.
So what do you think about the laws that Governor Northam is trying to instate on the citizens here, red flag gun laws, trying to take away assault-style weapons? What do you think about everything that he's trying to institute?
Yeah, I was just talking about my friends earlier about this. I think it just starts small. And, like, if we allow this to keep happening, it'll progress and progress to the point where we won't have our Second Amendment rights and we'll be infringed when it comes to the government. So, yeah.
Okay, one last question for you. What is the message that you're hoping to get across to the rest of America today?
I would probably say to not be afraid to express your rights. I know in this political environment, it's definitely hard to voice our opinion nowadays, but I mean, it's our rights. So just express it and, of course, be positive when it comes to it. And every voice is making a difference. So just always think of that. So, yeah.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Amazing victory for you, for the InfoWars crew, for America, for the Constitution, for liberty. And we'll still be recapping more of that as the show goes along. I've opened the phone lines, and we're going to take some calls. I want to tell you, in the second hour, I'm going to talk to Harrison Smith of Off Limits News. We've also got, you know, because of what happened yesterday and looking to the future, because when you tune into networks like InfoWars, you want to know the lay of the land. You want to know what to be looking for. And there's some trends that are happening because the deep state has pushed so hard, because they really uncloak themselves, like Alex Jones says all the time, and they have shown their teeth for who they actually are. Americans are pushing back, whether you're talking about the right not to be vaccinated and the right to keep your children away from vaccinations, or the right to keep and bear arms, the right for free speech and assembly. There is so many things on the table, and, of course, the deep state going after all of those issues, and the government pushing down hard on the citizenry and our God-given rights. So there's a great article up by Pat Buchanan via LouRockwell.com that I'll talk about a little later in the show, and we'll discuss some of the future of what happens, because they've really gone so far. They've jumped the shark, and they've pushed down. That I think, and you're seeing just everyday Americans, people that would have otherwise never been part of the conservative movement, if you want to call it that, or the patriot movement, joining in droves. You saw that yesterday in Virginia. Peaceful assembly, just stating that we have a constitutional right to protect ourselves. You, the government, have become bloated. You've become out of touch. You're not representing we, the people. You're setting up this, open-air FEMA camp. You make us look like we're criminals when all we want to do is just let our voice be heard. And I think people saw that. It's a major win. We'll continue to talk about that. We'll continue to go to your calls. Guys, we've got about 2 minutes. Let's go to James in Indiana.
Hello.
James, you got about 2 minutes. Welcome to the David Knight Show.
Hey, yeah, just real quick, I wanted to recap on the whole Russia crap. I was going to ask, nobody's looking at fruit of the poisonous tree. You can't use bad evidence to go after people because the whole FISA thing's garbage. All convictions must be set aside. And I don't know why lawyers are not talking about this. Everybody in federal court is found guilty. And the U.S. Attorney's Office throughout the whole United States has committed crimes from theft, drugs, to hiding evidence and destroying evidence on death penalty cases. And nobody's held accountable.
You're absolutely right. And the whole issue of the Mueller investigation and all of that leading. And of course, this was set in motion because of Joe Biden, which is even the crazier thing. I mean, something that Joe Biden admitted to. The president asked about this to the president of Ukraine. And, this is where this has led to. They had to find something. And so you're right about the fruit of the poisonous tree. And we're going to see how this plays out, because Mitch McConnell has got the resolutions ready to push this through without more subpoena power and the rest, and trying to have a swift resolution. And that's what we're watching. That's what we're going to bring you the best information possible, keep you up to date with what's going on. Really appreciate your call, James. That's a great point. This is the David Knight Show, folks. InfoWarsStore.com. Go there and check out all the great deals that we got going on right now. There's a wonderful deal on X2 and X3, 50% off when you buy them together. I use both of those products. They're amazing. We'll be right back.
InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product, and we got several thousand of these in, and they're going to sell out in a few days at the rate we're selling them. I want to thank the listeners for getting it, but this really is a game-changing toothpaste, and it doesn't compete with Super Blue that's fortified with colloidal silver and iodine and fluoride-free, the adult or the children's. These are both excellent toothpaste concentrates that don't have fillers. People love it. This is a whitening toothpaste that also has the above sea coral calcium that also cleans but also remineralizes the teeth. Then it has the patented silver sol, silver in it to knock out the bacteria that cause gingivitis. This is all proven. You can make claims with this. But I have to tell you, no one has a toothpaste this good for knocking out the bacteria, the viruses, and cleaning the teeth in a healthy way that doesn't strip away the enamel. So we're really proud of it. It funds the operation, InfoWarsStore.com. And that's why we're still on air, thanks to you.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas.
Now we're bringing you an all-new version of your favorite formula to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Help support your energy levels and take advantage of the superior form of B12 today with Ultra 12.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. Chill Force is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to Brain Force Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get Chill Force today at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's a total war. The globalists know they're losing politically, so they want to start a violent confrontation where they can cast gun owners as KKK operatives and try to then project that false image on Trump and try to remove him via the 25th Amendment or during the impeachment trial. Not for the charges they brought forward of obstructing Congress and abuse of power. So it's that backdrop of a mass shooting, the backdrop of a race war that they want to project onto America and onto Trump. But the good news is we have an independent, real American media. We have the Paul Revere system that is InfoWars. We have you, the audience, that are activists in the arena. So I salute you and I thank you. And I encourage you to share the live links of our coverage of Virginia and the impeachment trial and to get the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, because without you, we get shut down. Great products right now, new sales, InfoWarsStore.com.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexa Pure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexa Pure Pro.
There's a new way to show your support for the InfoWars crew at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, when you buy your favorite products, you can add a donation right at the checkout. Simply open the donation option and either select a preset amount or enter a custom amount. With this brand new donation module, donating to support the InfoWars crew has never been easier. You asked, we delivered. This easy option gives you the means to donate directly to the cause. Remember, we're all part of the fight. InfoWars, brought to you by you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Broadcasting with the power of the First Amendment. It's The David Knight Show.
History is happening right now. Governor Northam is publicly funded by Michael Bloomberg. He is publicly funded by George Soros to come in and get a bunch of anti-gunners elected to turn the state blue and then to begin gun confiscation. The bills are close to passing for taking all the semi-autos, shutting down the gun ranges, stopping hand-to-hand combat training like boxing and jiu-jitsu. I mean, this is a full-on Soviet-style takeover. And then when you come out and protest, they call you a terrorist and say you're going to kill the police and everybody's in the KKK, when it's Northam that dresses up in KKK outfits and all this other stuff. These people are just out of control, that now have seized control of the people's house through election fraud and through lying. But humanity is awakening, and there are probably five times as many people outside building up, just tens of thousands all around us, because they put fences up and make you go through these tiny checkpoint, one entrance, one exit, which again violates all the codes, all the state laws, all the city laws, so you don't have stampedes like at Mecca and stuff. But the governor is endangering everyone to try to intimidate people to not coming and having big numbers in a rally. But Virginia and other Americans stood in defiance of this monstrous individual and his cohorts in the mainstream media. And so this is really a big deal. And we salute and thank all Americans for exercising not just their Second Amendment, but their First Amendment. Because the establishment wants to intimidate us. They want to work with big tech to suppress our speech. But it's critical to let these individuals know that as they try to engineer this civil war, we're not going to go the way other countries went. We're going to go the way America started if they continue to try to disarm us and trigger a civil war. Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Yes. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. And if they ever really try to take the guns, 1776 will commence again. And I said that to Piers Morgan back in 2013. Here we are. All these years later, and it's more important now than it ever was. America started when the Redcoats came to take the guns. And we don't want to have a new revolution over them trying to take the guns. But it won't be like the other civil war we had in this country. It will be over the right of self-defense and the right of the First Amendment to free speech and the right to not be governed by globalists. And Americans will come together and will defeat the deep state if there is a civil war. But we don't want to have that civil war. We want Americans to wake up to what's happening. There's a news chopper, or is that the police chopper up there? And again, we'll see how the mainstream media tries to frame all of this. But there's another big issue to how this civil war is unfolding and how the globalist deep state thinks they're going to bring up America. I'm not against people that live in other parts of the world. We have the most open society on the planet. But the sanctuary cities, over 800 cities, bring people in with no background check, no nothing, give them driver's license and let them vote and then make them clients of the Democrats for the welfare and tell them you will vote and you will do all of this or we'll basically kick you out. They're a new permanent underclass or a new form of slavery. So I'm not against those poor people, but they're being used as a weapon and being brought in to displace Americans of every race, color, and creed to create the giant sucking sound that was talked about by Ross Perot. And if you think wages have gone down before, they'll go down even faster. So that's the globalist plan. No borders, no wall, no USA at all. The globalists don't even want the country to exist. And the Democrats work for the globalists. They work for the Chi-Coms. They work for others. And people need to understand that you need to choose America. It's not like there's Democrats and Republicans now. We've had a libertarian, nationalist, populist takeover of the Republican Party partially. So instead of having one party where the Democrats and Republicans the last 50 years really worked together behind the scenes, we now actually have a president who's trying to be the president and trying to look at each policy as how it's going to be for the people, not what special interest group it is. And that's why the whole power structure's pissed off and been trying to remove Trump. But 3+ years in, they fail. And this Senate trial is going to fail. And he now is really becoming the president despite all their obstructionist garbage. And that's why they're so scared and now just want to trigger some type of civil war or civil insurrection, because they know America is awakening and they know America is beginning to win and they know Americans are coming together, and that scares the hell out of the New World Order. And that's why I salute everybody that's here. You are amazing. That's what it comes down to.
Alex was talking about in that segment, really about the free speech issues, but also about the population replacement, about the building of a permanent underclass. There's a reason why Virginia turned blue. There's a reason why the globalists are trying to import millions and millions of people to create that permanent underclass, to override votes, to use democracy against itself as a weapon. And so the crew just handed me this great article that came off of Infowars.com, Paul Joseph Watson. This all comes together with the free speech issues, with mass immigration, with the issues of so-called hate speech. And that's why your First Amendment is so, so very important. A French intellectual sentenced to 2 months in prison for calling mass immigration an invasion. This is French intellectual Renaud Camus. He's been given a 2-month suspended prison sentence for saying that mass immigration into Europe represents an invasion. It's like being convicted of saying the sky is blue. He was the author of The Great Replacement, and it's been charged with public incitement of hate or violence on the basis of origin ethnicity, nationality, race. It's really something, it's a signpost of our times. The globalists using the immigration, the mass immigration invasion of the third world, collapsing those economies and sending those people northward into places like Europe, into North America on purpose to cause chaos, to cause a permanent underclass. And of course, the Hegelian dialectic of creating the problem and then offering the solution, thesis and antithesis. This is something you need to watch. And this is a great article to go and share the links. Let people see this. This is what happens to your country if you allow your First Amendment to be defined by a group of corporatists, by a controlled opposition conservative movement, if that the Republican Party. It's what happens when you don't stand up for free speech, when you allow certain individuals to be silenced, when you allow the technocrats to deplatform people. This is the beginning of this type of censorship and criminality for speech. And it's an important signpost of our times, and I wanted to bring that to you. Infowars.com for the article by Paul Joseph Watson. Go there and share the links because this all flows together. What happened yesterday in Virginia, the peaceful assembly, and patriots being aware. We're not going to get to take a day off, folks. We're not going to get to rest. This isn't like previous generations. You're not going to be able to elect one person and then say, okay, we got it done. This is a generational struggle. The enemy that we face is the greatest enemy of all time. It is the New World Order. It is the globalist system. It's mega banking combines. They have the more wealth than it's been accumulated in all of human history, and they're bearing down on nation states. They're bearing down on humanity itself. And that's what we have to fight back against. We have to agree that we're going to stand up for free speech, even if we disagree with the person that we're defending. This is something that's imperative for freedom to survive. And Europe, of course, under the yoke of the globalists for some time, the European Union. And I will be continuing to cover all of what's happening in D.C. with the impeachment farce. And we'll talk about what happened in Virginia yesterday. This is the David Knight Show. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Tony Arterburn. We'll be right back.
It is I, the leader of Cobra, here for a message to President Trump, the American people, and Alex Jones of InfoWars. Our operations with our partners, the Communist Chinese, have bought control of your media. But it's true. Your people are beginning to awaken. That's why Cobra is launching operations to trigger race war, mass shootings, and bombings, which will be blamed on those loyal to America. Anyone, once we stage these attacks, that does not blame it on Trump will also be targeted by Cobra in the future. You see, when you expose our false flags and fake media, I will carry out attacks and then blame you, like we've done with Alex Jones, blaming him for mass shootings we committed. Hail Cobra!
I would thank you for everything you've done for the InfoWar, but I know you're like me. You don't want my thanks. You want victory over the globalists and these devil-worshipping child molesters, and you want them off your back and off your children's back. And you know what? I'm the same way, and that's why we're on the same damn team. And it's why InfoWars has been delivering time and time again when it's clutch time to focus the people on taking action against the globalists, because I'm committed to a future for humanity. And I know you are as well. So thank you in 2019 for standing with us, because you are the InfoWar, and I want to thank you for committing to stand with us in 2020 however you can. From the bottom of my heart, from my family, and from the great crew at InfoWars, I want to thank you all, because you are the InfoWar, and you know that's not just words, that's reality. You have made history. We have made history together. InfoWars.com. only has power because of you. And I suggest you use it. InfoWarsLife.com. 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 You go to that URL, it takes you to the subsection of InfoWarsStore.com where you find the 60-plus products where we've gone out and researched what is the best, what gives people the best results. We either private label it or we develop our own with top developers. And, folks, I'm telling you, you can see the difference in me, my energy, my focus. I've lost almost 40 pounds in less than 4 months. It's incredible. So do yourself a favor. Try out the products if you've been on the fence. You can't lose except if you don't take action. Because when you buy the products, you're funding the operation that is always delivering thanks to your support and God's grace and our action. But you need these products. That's the real reason you want to get them, is because they're amazing. And then when you get great results, please tell others about it. Word of mouth. That's how we expand in the face of the NWO instead of imploding. We're fighting to win, and we are winning thanks to you. I love watching David Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here. And I want to expand the face of the globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you've got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs. And we'll expand and really give the globalists a run for their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American Revolution. Be part of crushing the globalist. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
This is the tip of the spear, the David Knight Show, streaming on band.video. I'm your host, Tony Arterburn, filling in for David. Yesterday, I talked about the supposed Antifa, the Seven Hills Antifa that had mentioned and that they were going to join with the Patriots and in solidarity against gun confiscation, and sounded fishy to most of us who pay attention to this. I watched David Knight said the same thing. I wouldn't trust him at all. Exactly. And there was some information that came out on that yesterday. Clip 6, guys, Antifa undercover.
There is no way to know how big this is, but the police we've talked to estimated 50,000 or more. There are just streets all around, 4 or 5 streets back, with just huge crowds of people in every direction. And that's what the Democrats telling people to shut down the parking garages and putting up fences trying to block people. So this is really epic, and it just basically got started. And more people are pouring in, thousands and thousands can't get in. But we're going to be here today live covering in the aftermath. We pray the left doesn't start anything. But I haven't seen any Antifa. We've been all over this thing trying to find protesters, trying to find anti-gunners, and they just really don't exist. We're told Antifa's gone undercover, though, and made provocateurs, something they've also put out a hit list on InfoWars reporters and others, journalists, calling us Nazis. So once we're Nazis, we've been dehumanized and can be attacked. These are the true fascists, truly dangerous, evil people. But InfoWars is reporting live all day at band.video and InfoWars.com/show. So help us spread the links so that Patriot gun owners can't be framed by Governor Northam. People can learn what we're really saying and what the people are really doing. So stay with us.
That's right. And so InfoWars on the ground there in Virginia, Patriots on the ground, didn't take the Antifa bait. And Antifa didn't become a factor yesterday. So great victory, a great job for the InfoWars crew. You know, yesterday we just kept the phone lines open. We were ready and waiting to broadcast anything that came out of that event. And we were taking your calls. We were going to the phone lines, having that open source intelligence that I always like when I host an InfoWars show. Let's go to Jefferson in Virginia, who's been holding for a while.
Good morning, Mr. Arterburn.
Good morning, Jefferson.
I don't mean to be a turd in the punch bowl here, but yesterday was a victory in Richmond, but it was also a opportunity for the deep state to harvest our facial recognition data. There's a company out there called Clearview AI, which is involved in helping police departments use facial recognition to identify you and everybody you're associated with. It's an end run around companies like Facebook saying they wouldn't help with facial recognition being used by the government, but that's what's going on.
I agree. I mean, this is something that we're seeing all the time. I mean, all the big tech industries are using facial recognition, working hand in hand, colluding with the government for that. And yes, when you show up to a rally, because we're not Antifa, because we're Americans, because we don't hide our face like ISIS, we are going to be scanned. I mean, I would assume that we would be. And this is happening because private industry is doing that and colluding with government. It's something that we have to watch. But I agree with you. I don't think that there's any doubt that some monitoring and surveillance wasn't going on. Absolutely it was going on. But that's what we have. I mean, we're patriots. We show up. We show our face. And that's what's going to happen.
I'm impressed with the bravery of people that are willing to get put in the database in that way. And it almost gets worse when you think about Sierra Nevada company that has this blimp that stays overhead in persistent surveillance and tracks where your car goes. After you leave the rallies, they can reverse engineer where you came from. You got plate readers on the street that can follow your car, you know, all through the nation. They're building this database on everybody that's highly motivated to protect their rights. And God knows what they're going to do with that information.
It can't be good. The surveillance state hasn't made us less safe or more free. It's done the opposite. And that's used for their power. And, of course, when you're somebody like me, you know, I put my face on television. I put my, you know, I put my voice out on radio and, of course, social media and all the rest. And I'm sure there's a large file on me being a patriot and being a veteran of three foreign wars and not agreeing with the surveillance state and the military industrial complex. I'm sure that I'm part of that. But that's the price that we pay. Our job, Jefferson, is, and you and I have talked about this on air before, our job is to help construct policy to turn back the New World Order and the Orwellian state, and that's our responsibility.
But wouldn't it be a wonderful thing if we could turn that around on Antifa? Since they wear masks, they still get in cars when they leave. They still go back to their hive, so to speak. We should be able to identify all of them just simply by using the same technology they're using against patriots, against these terrorist groups.
I agree. I mean, that's somebody you should be watching. I don't think that the FBI or the Justice Department is yet that interested in Antifa. They're more interested in people who believe in so-called conspiracy theory. You know, that FBI memo that went out about 6 or 7 months ago, talking about QAnon and talking about people that believe in a new world order. That's who they're watching. That's just an old playbook for them. And hopefully we can get new people into those institutions and people that will actually pay attention to the left and the Marxist threat, the actual threat to our liberties, people that are working on behalf of foreign agents, people that are working on behalf of people like George Soros. And so, I agree with you, Jefferson. Great call. Thanks always for that.
Thank you. Have a pleasant day.
You too, sir. Folks, this is the David Knight Show. I've got the phone lines open today, 888-201-2244. We are watching the developments in Washington, D.C., this, of course, being the first day for the resolutions to be debated on and talked about of the Mitch McConnell giving the Senate 48 hours. That's the proposal of the resolution. Chuck Schumer, of course, fighting back. They want more subpoena power. They want to open up a broader trial, which has always been the goal. It's the reason the impeachment trial and all of the investigations have gone on because they're looking for a crime. They're looking to find some evidence of some wrongdoing, something somewhere. It's just a continuation of their slow-motion coup, of their criminal activity. This is the deep state acting out through public policy, and we're going to see what happens. The president, I think, is in a decent position. Of course, you have to be vigilant, but there is no imminent threat going on. That would be a wild card. That's something to look for. If something kicked off like I was here on January 3rd, the day after the Soleimani strike, if the impeachment would have been going on right then, the leverage on Trump would have been heavier, saying start a wider war and we'll let you go through and get this impeachment over with. So now that he's cleared that hurdle and this timeline is now that's kind of in the news cycle that we live in, that's in the distant past. So he stands a decent chance, but we're going to monitor this because you never know what's going to happen with people like Mittens Romney or the establishment Republicans, the War Party. You don't really know. You don't know really where their loyalties lie. You've got Susan Collins from Maine. There's Murkowski. And so we'll be watching all of that develop and covering that here on The David Knight Show, 888-201-2244. We'll go to a break and then we'll come back. And I wanted to talk to you about InfoWarsStore.com. It's how all of this operation gets funded. It's why the InfoWars crew was able to be on the ground yesterday and effect that peaceful change, you know, that was saying, look, we're instead of this turning out badly, instead of this being like they wanted it to be and what the recipe for disaster that looked like it was going to be, it was peaceful and it was decent. And your voice was heard because you buy the products and you keep InfoWars on the ground. You keep them motivated. You keep them funded. You keep their tank full of energy. And so, you know, InfoWarsStore.com, I'll talk about some of the great deals that are going on right now. But personally, X2 and X3, the nascent iodine, the quality of that product, I want to continue to plug that because that has changed my life. The awareness that I have, the metabolism that I have, the overall health, everything. X2 is life-changing. Go and research the products. InfoWarsStore.com. This is The David Knight Show. I'm Tony Arterburn filling in for the great David Knight. We'll be right back.
I want to talk about Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste and it's fluoride free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this is the coral calcium because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean and the toothpaste that I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now because I like the way it feels.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Mainstream propaganda. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. This is the David Knight Show. It is January 21st, 2020. I'm your host, Tony Arterburn, filling in for the great David Knight, who is filling in for Alex Jones today, who is in Washington, D.C., as we go from one historic event to the other, which the impeachment trial, at least the proceedings beginning today, and really not much news on that other than Mitch McConnell setting forth the resolutions, trying to get this through speedily. Not giving the Democrats a chance to drag this out, use the subpoena power. Of course, some defections looking like that could be possible, like Senator Mitt Romney, of course, wanting to get John Bolton there to testify, opening up more investigations, opening up more chances for the Democrats. And this is all about tempo. This is all about them not letting anything go to waste, not letting any opportunity go to waste to push their narrative and to push the president into their end game, which is doing away with the America First policy that he's been trying to carry out and all of us who elected him want carried out. And so this is about their rules for radicals, keeping the tempo going. Another thing that this is, of course, this is all an election tactic too. And we should never be too confident. As a matter of fact, guys, there's a great clip. Let's play Tucker Carlson, clip 9 from yesterday.
Carefree Today will be hosting this show from the National Mall as the next president of the United States takes the oath of office. Will that president be Donald Trump? Well, as of tonight, Republicans in Washington feel confident that it will be. The official economic numbers are strong. The Democratic primaries are a freak show. Elderly socialists accusing each other of thought crimes. Republicans are starting to think that victory is assured, and that's a mistake. America remains as divided as it was 3 years ago. So no matter what happens, nobody is going to win this election in a national landslide. Those don't happen anymore. Trump could lose. Will he lose? Well, that depends entirely on what he runs on. In 2016, Donald Trump defeated more than a dozen Republicans and then Hillary Clinton by running as an insurgent, a man from outside the system, flipping the bird to the elites within. Virtually everything Trump said reinforced that message. The people who run this country are clueless. They have no idea what they're doing. They don't care about you. They've hollowed out our economy, crushed the middle class. They've screwed up our foreign policy. They left the door open on our southern border. They're children playing at leadership, and they've gotten rich doing it. The result is a national catastrophe. Now, Trump's campaign summed up that message in a single phrase, make America great again. In other words, let's not lie to ourselves. This is a disaster. The good news is we can fix it. Now, the people in charge hated to hear that, of course, because it implicated them. But voters responded. They knew it was true. And by the way, it's still true today. Things are a lot better in a lot of ways, but they're not fixed. Consider the state of the economy. The big numbers, unemployment and inflation, to name two, tell one story, and it's a good story. But dig a little deeper. A Pew poll from this fall provides a glimpse of what is actually happening in a lot of parts of the country. In that survey, 56% of Americans said the economy was excellent or good, and that's good news. But then there was this. Only 31% said the economy was helping them and their families. Just 32% thought the current economy was helping the middle class. 58% thought the opposite. Among lower-income Republicans, 47% said economic conditions were hurting them. Just 30% said they were helping. Now, keep in mind, these aren't sociology professors from the Oberlin faculty lounge. This is the president's core. It's his base. Why do they feel that way? It's not personal. It's just really simple. For a lot of middle-class people, wages are not keeping pace
with
expenses.
We'll get more analysis from Tucker Carlson on the other side of the break. This is the David Knight Show, 888-201-2244. We'll be right back.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexa Pure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexa Pure Pro.
There's a new way to show your support for the InfoWars crew at InfoWarsStore.com. Now when you buy your favorite products, you can add a donation right at the checkout. Simply open the donation option and either select a preset amount or enter a custom amount. With this brand new donation module, donating to support the InfoWars crew has never been easier. You asked, we delivered. This easy option gives you the means to donate directly to the cause. Remember, we're all part of the fight. InfoWars, brought to you by you.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. This is the David Knight Show. You can never take a day off in this movement, this animating cause of liberty. We're just continuing with this analysis, which I thought very apt, from Tucker Carlson about why Republicans can't be too confident. And, of course, those of us on the ground, the patriots that are looking at this every day, the grassroots, we know that we can't take a day off. Let's continue to roll that clip, guys. Some great analysis by Tucker.
The student loan bubble is still inflating. It's burdening young people with debts so large they can't start families. Now, these are economic problems, but they require a political solution. The candidate who makes it easier for 30-year-olds to get married and have kids will win the election and will deserve to win. Remember that. It's truer than any economic theory conceived on any college campus in the last 100 years. Improve people's lives and they will vote for you, period. Republicans ought to write that on their hands. Otherwise, the temptation will be to focus entirely on the lunacy on display on the left right now. Democrats have gone crazy, and it's definitely worth pointing that out repeatedly. We do it five nights a week. But it's not enough to win. Winning candidates come with their own program. They convince voters they will make things better. Bernie Sanders may get the Democratic nomination, and if he does, every Republican in Washington will spend the next 10 months reminding you that socialism does not work and never has worked. And they'll be right, obviously. But if Sanders pledges to forgive student loans, he will still win many thousands of voters who went for Donald Trump last time. Why? Because debt is crushing an entire generation of Americans. Republicans need to make a plan to make it better, or they will be left behind. And one more piece of advice. Don't ignore the social issues. The Republican establishment despises this conversation. If it's not about tax rates, they don't want to talk about it. But normal people know the social fabric is coming apart. A winning candidate will say that out loud. Defend traditional values. Don't be embarrassed about it. There's nothing embarrassing about it. Democrats are waging the most aggressive possible campaign against everything normal people think is virtuous. They're promising to undo our justice system, emptying our prisons, even as they undermine the police and strip you of the right to defend yourself. They're openly inviting chaos. They want to give the vote to convicted felons, even murderers. They've said that. They think so little of this country that they are pledging to open our borders to the world. Every impoverished nation on earth welcomed here for free health care, paid for by you. They're opposed to free speech. They're stridently for subsidized abortion up to the moment of birth. They want Americans sorted into creepy little categories by their DNA, judged, rewarded, punished on the basis of their sex and skin color. They don't simply deny the existence of biological sex. They're trying to force you to deny it, too. You'll be fired if you disagree or have your kids taken from you. Democrats aren't promising change. They're promising revolution. Centuries of American history and custom abolished. A nation starting over from scratch, year zero. That's effectively what they're calling for. And most people are not for that. They may be frustrated with the state of the country. Many are. They may be anxious about the future. But they don't hate America. They don't want to topple George Washington and implement Maoism. They're conservative in the most basic sense. They love their families above all. They distrust radical theories of anything because they know, and they're right, that when the world turns upside down, ordinary people get hurt. They don't want to burn it down. They just want things to get better. The candidate who promises to make them better, incrementally but tangibly, will be inaugurated president a year from today.
Apt analysis from Tucker Carlson. Of course, this president, Donald Trump, elected on populist conservatism, elected to make America great again, to put America first, something that Americans have been crying out for decades, watching the manufacturing disappear, watching us get bogged down in Middle Eastern wars, wondering why we can't be great, why we can't go into space, why we can't secure our border. Why are we having our population replaced? Why are our wages going down, stagnating? How did we become $23 trillion in debt? And who benefits from that? This was the reason Donald Trump was elected. This is the reason we have a revolution going on inside of the Republican Party to retake that, to make it conservative the way it was supposed to be, to make it a party of the people, by the people. And this is the challenge. It's the reason why today, January 21st, 2020, I'm covering an impeachment, the beginnings of an impeachment trial. It's because this president was elected by the people. The people are the enemy of the deep state and the globalist overlords who profit from the destruction and the ripping off of America, the gutting of America, the pouring of America. This is something that our elites can't seem to figure out. You know, Tucker wrote an amazing book called Ship of Fools. And it talked about how the elites, they don't even understand what they're doing. They just know that they have to protect their own wealth and their own ideology at all costs. They're running everything into the ground and putting us all in peril because they're fools. They've been insulated for so long. They all marry inside the same families, they go to the same schools. But then there's the rest of us who suffer because of their bankrupt ideology and or criminality. Either they're too stupid to figure out that America is on the brink or they're in on it. Either way, our ruling class needs to be fired. And that's what we elected Donald Trump to do, is to get up there and do what he does best and say, you're fired. And that's the challenge. That's why there's an impeachment. To get to the root of it, that's why that Tucker clip was important. Donald Trump's not a Republican. He wasn't elected like the other 17 would have been on the stage, part of the political class, just giving you enough of interest, just giving you enough of your particular favorite things where you could feel good about voting for them. No, he was running on making the country wealthy again, strong again, and of course, peaceful again. This has been a huge challenge. It's one of the reasons why impeachment is going on, because he's not in a worldwide war, because he's not bombing countries indiscriminately night and day and setting up a New World Order foreign policy. Yes, he's been challenged. I have problems with progress on that. I'm an Afghanistan veteran. I'm a veteran of the Iraq War. I want the troops out ASAP. Get home, because we need a secure southern border, which we still don't have. There's all those reasons coalesce to why there's an impeachment. And so we're covering that here on the David Knight Show today. Let's go to the phones. I've got Richard in Texas. It wants to talk about what we do after Virginia. Richard, welcome to the David Knight Show.
Morning. So, as you know, David is always talking about action at the local level. And I think at this point, as you've been discussing and a lot of the callers have talked about Jefferson and Virginia, these issues with federal government and private business, really there is no way we can do I can't say we can't do anything, but we're very limited in what we can do on the federal level. You know, you can write your congressman and things of that nature. But one thing that I've done in several states is, you know, I'll contact a city council or the sheriff, because those two bodies typically have the most power in the local level, and just go to them and say, hey, is there anything in the city that you need done that is not in the budget to do? Like, for example, in one city, me and a bunch of people from my church, we remodeled some of their schools that they didn't have it in their budget to, repainted the walls, put up new blinds, and that earned a tremendous amount of favor with the city. And in the same way, you know, you can go to your local sheriff and be like, hey, is there any, you know, widows of officers that, you know, need their house painted or need anything done that we could help them out? And that creates a context where you're creating local relationships where people then begin to value your opinion. And you can then, you know, after you've been doing that for a while, say, hey, what do you think about this Sanctuary County thing for the Second Amendment? Is that something you'd consider?
You're so right, Richard. I mean, we got to go to a break, but you're completely right. I mean, look, it all begins with you. It begins with you on a local level. Change begins at home, and that's our responsibility. The savior doesn't come from Washington, and it's not about one election. This is the David Knight Show. Stick around. We'll be right back.
This is a call for modern-day Paul Revere's, who are all Americans, who are all human beings who bleed red blood, love God, and love justice, and who have awakened to the New World Order threat. You are the modern Paul Revere's, and without you, no one knows about Band.Video and our live coverage of the attempt to remove the president in the Senate trial and the deep state trying to trigger a civil emergency in Virginia. We've got our teams on the ground. We'll be covering all of it. But the only way we're able to put the truth out is you magnifying it by sharing the links from band.video and newswars.com/show. Newswars.com/show and band.video. We have a whole live Trump trial and Virginia coverage page. And as the latest live feeds go up or as the latest reports go up, they're posted right there at band.video. So click that link and share it. It's a revolutionary act and it's powerful.
It is I, the leader of Cobra, here for a message to President Trump, the American people, and Alex Jones of InfoWars. Our operations with our partners, the Communist Chinese, have bought control of your media. But it's true. Your people are beginning to awaken. That's why Cobra is launching operations to trigger race war, mass shootings, and bombings, which will be blamed on those loyal to America. Anyone, once we stage these attacks, that does not blame it on Trump, we'll also be targeted by Cobra in the future. You see, when you expose our false flags and fake media, I will carry out attacks and then blame you, like we've done with Alex Jones, blaming him for mass shootings we committed. Hail Cobra!
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfoWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfoWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars. but the Alexa Pure Breeze Air Purification is the best and most affordable bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. This is the David Knight Show. I'm your host, Tony Arterburn, filling in for David. Number to call in today is 888-201-2244. We're taking your calls. We'll also be talking to Harrison Smith, one of the great InfoWar crew members, also with Off Limits News. We'll be talking to him a little bit later in the show. Really just covering the Virginia rally yesterday, which was a huge victory for patriots, for people that want a future for their first, second amendments, for their constitutional rights, for the old republic to survive, pushing back against the new world order peacefully and showing, Governor Keep'em Comfortable Northam that his open air FEMA camp trap, didn't work because we're all aware, because we're awake. And of course, great patriots out there talking to Alex Jones, greeting Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew. And because Alex is effective, because InfoWars is effective, they've been banned off of social media completely. And, of course, depersoned and, demonized by the mainstream media. But guess who loves the InfoWars crew and Alex Jones? Americans, people that know what authenticity really is. And of course, no different here. I care deeply about the InfoWars crew. These are wonderful people. History's happening here. And it's always an honor to sit in and be a part of this and bring you the news. Of course, nothing really happening with impeachment other than the process begins today. So Mitch McConnell, as I've stated earlier, has got the resolutions ready to go. They're being submitted where trying to avoid the subpoena process, trying to avoid further trial by just getting this over with, hitting that February 4th date to where the president will be free and clear from this to give the State of the Union. And hopefully that's the case. There are wild cards, though, and there are senators who could defect. You need four votes, according to my math and some of the other math that I've read, where in order to insert new rules and widen the trial, get the subpoena process in order, call new witnesses, all the rest. And this is really just a huge waste of the country's time, because it is so crazy, too, because when you step back for a minute, especially if you're on Brain Force Plus or if you're on X2, Nascent Iodine, and your brain works properly, it's hard to understand how the president could be in this situation for a crime Joe Biden committed. But that's where we are, because we are in 2020. We are in the clown world, and we have to put up with it and go through this process, even with it being such a farce. You have to show up and suit up, because they're using the law against itself. They're using reason against itself. They're using all of it. They're making the truth irrelevant. That is their holy grail. As one of the columnist I follow, Robert Gore, said, the truth is the holy grail. They're trying to make it irrelevant. That's the elite's goal, is making the truth non-existent. And that's what we're pushing back against. It's what all of this is about. The rally yesterday and it being a success, InfoWars on the ground, bringing you the best information. 888-201-2244 is the number. We're taking your calls here on the David Knight Show. I love the InfoWars callers, finding out what your perspective is, getting that open source information. Let's go to Jeff in Arkansas. Jeff, welcome to the Hi. David Knight Show.
I'm here.
And welcome to the show.
Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. All right. I wanted to call in today about Project DMV. I haven't heard about that on the InfoWars. I want the InfoWars audience, which is Legion, to know about Project DMV. And I'd love to hear Alex Jones and Owen Schroyer talk about it, too, on their shows. It's a cooperative between the District of Columbia, Maryland, and Virginia, and they're trying to keep all guns from crossing into the District of Columbia from any other state. Going against, I think, the FOPA, the Firearm Owners Protection Act, right, for interstate travel.
Right. This is something, of course, the District of Columbia, a gun-free zone with the, at one time in the 1980s, I believe, and maybe still is, was the murder capital of the United States. So, the gun-free zones always work out for high murder rates and crime and really consolidates power. Do me a favor, if you've got information on that, email the tip line at InfoWars.com.
Okay. And I did try to do a tip line, and it's off my phone, and it said I need to have the mail app. Can I just use a regular email to email you?
You can do that. You could also go to my website, and I can pass it along. You
okay,
can go,
what's your website?
Show tips at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWars.com.
InfoWars.com.
That's right. Show tips.
Show tips. All right. That's a button to click.
That's right. Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate the call. Yeah, email that tip. I appreciate that. We got Bill from Indiana. Bill, welcome to the David Knight Show.
Thank you, Tony. Listen, this is just a shout out to our state representative in Southern Indiana, Jim Lucas, who attended that rally yesterday. He is a staunch Second Amendment supporter. He wants to do with all kinds of concealed carry permits. He wants to do away with our red flag laws. So I support Jim Lucas. And also, the county next to ours, Jennings County, Indiana, has proclaimed itself a Second Amendment sanctuary city, which Jim was in attendance for that, too. So would to God we had more representatives like Jim Lucas in office.
I think you'll see more and more patriots running for office. This is something that I think everyone should do. I ran for Congress in 2013 and 14. I don't know when I'll do it again or for another office, but right now just broadcasting. But everyone should run for office at one time or another and encourage friends and family to get out there and be a part of the debates. And you'll see more patriots, more people that care about the humanity, that care about the Constitution, that care about our freedoms, our families, our faith. You'll see more of those folks coming into office, and that's at least that's the hope. I mean, that's part of the grassroots movement, and of course, carrying our values with them. But that involves us being on the ground and being present, and really affecting change. But Bill, I really appreciate your call. Thank you, Tony. Thank you, sir. Folks, this is the David Knight Show, supported by InfoWarsStore.com. Some great deals right now on water filtration at InfoWarsStore.com that you make it possible when you buy the products, when you get onto AutoShip. I mean, the bodies right now, amazing deal. I use the bodies every day because I'm active, because I'm a former champion powerlifter, and I am sore, and I need the bodies in order to continue to train, in order to function, and I use that product religiously. This is the David Knight Show. Stick around, folks. More on the other side.
Hey, you there. We have a problem. You see, there is a baby. The mother of this baby is not sure she's ready. The father of this baby doesn't want to settle down. The mother starts to have regrets. The father considers leaving town. But a friend says there's a solution. She says to have an abortion. The mother decides to look into it. The clinic assures her it's safe. She's made her decision. she's going to have an abortion. The problem is that baby is you.
Join me, Owen Schroyer, at the March for Life, Friday, January 24th, in Washington, D.C., noon, at the National Mall. I'll see you there. It's time to stand up for the unborn. It's time to speak out for the voiceless.
If you understand why the globalists, why the servants of Satan hate InfoWars, it's because we're awake, we're alive, we're passionate, and we're not giving up. That's why it's critical for those of us that are aware of the New World Order's plans to not get down when they attack us and they persecute us and they lie about us. That's what we should expect, because we are hurting these scumbags. The globalists have literally sold their soul to the dark side, and they do what they do because they're slaves, because they are eternally driven to try to suppress and dominate and destroy the innocent. It is up to us who are awake, not the sheep and not the wolves, but the sheepdogs, to stand firm and resist these wicked tyrants. They fear the fact that we are awake. They fear the fact that we are alive. They fear the fact that we love God. And that's all we ever have to know, is that God is in charge.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexa Pure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexa Pure Pro.
There's a new way to show your support for the InfoWars crew at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, when you buy your favorite products, you can add a donation right at the checkout. Simply open the donation option and either select a preset amount or enter a custom amount. With this brand new donation module, donating to support the InfoWars crew has never been easier. You asked, we delivered. This easy option gives you the means to donate directly to the cause. Remember, we're all part of the fight. InfoWars, brought to you by you.
There's a lot of phony garbage out there in the world. A lot of people that never deliver. Well, I'm here to tell you, InfoWars has delivered in royal flush, in a handful of Ace of Spades, because of God, because of the audience of activists, and because of the great team at InfoWars. And we are all a team, ladies and gentlemen. So right now, humanity's awakening. It's explosive. It's powerful. It's incredible. But there's major obstacles coming down the road, and the only way we can effectively fight the NWO and stay in the game, like InfoWars is, the tip of the spear, is your financial support. We make it really easy at InfoWarsStore.com. But I am blowing through our backup money right now with our reporters doing triple the work they ever have, because they volunteered to do it. And Owen and the rest of the crew will fight 18 hours a day, 7 days a week during this election year that's so critical, but they need the financing to put them in the field. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and fight for your own future.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. This is the David Knight Show. I'm your host, Tony Arterburn, filling in for David. Taking your calls, 888-201-2244, covering yesterday's events, yesterday's victory. And of course, we can't rest on our laurels, because the next day, today, is the beginning of impeachment proceedings, the trial. Of course, no president ever actually removed from office from impeachment, President Johnson or Clinton, both acquitted by the Senate. We have to be vigilant. Watch the news out of that. Mitch McConnell submitting the resolution to create a swift process with no subpoenas and no new witnesses. And Chuck Schumer, the Democrats, and a few wobbly-kneed Republicans pushing for the possibility of new subpoenas, calling people like John Bolton to testify, and of course, giving the deep state what they want, which is a continuation of the process and a trial to weaken the president's authority and power and cause an embarrassment and worse. We'll be watching that and monitoring that here on the David Knight Show. I've got your calls, 888-201-2244. We'll continue to go to the phones. We have more videos coming up in this hour, giving you a recap and talking about what happened yesterday. But let's go to Catherine in Colorado. Catherine, welcome to the David Knight Show.
Hi, I'm surprised I got on so fast.
Thank you for calling.
I heard you mention a minute ago that they were wasting our time. They're not just, this is Congress I'm talking about. They're not just wasting our time, they're wasting our money. This is what feeds them, our money. And I noticed, you know, they're making this really theatrical. And so it seems to me that fame is all they're about. They want to be famous, and so they're trying to use their Hollywood. You know, they're taking all this time, getting all this publicity, getting the media to lie for them. It's disgusting.
Oh, it's Hollywood for ugly people. They're in love with their own image. They don't care. Most of our ruling overlords, the permanent political class, Catherine, care nothing about your safety, your prosperity, your family, nothing. They care about themselves. They are sociopathic individualists. And this is what we've seen. I mean, honestly, my entire life has been just a worsening of this. I remember reading recently where they had an approval rating. I think Congress's approval rating is like 9% or something like that. It's in the single digits now. And Muammar Gaddafi had a higher approval rating before his death. So, I mean, they are not well loved by the country, but they continue to rule. We have a 98% incumbency rate, which we return our representatives for whatever reason, whether it's voter fraud or just control. We return our representatives with a rate higher than the Soviet Politburo was returned to office. Something we have to correct. I talked about that yesterday. People are always talking about the next election and what we can do. You know, focus on local and run for office yourself. Usually,
I have run three times for the Libertarian Party.
Fantastic!
You should
always be on the ballot.
First in Colorado, and then I ran for county commissioner twice here. Well, I find that the Republicans won't come out of their idiocy. You know, they talk like a Libertarian, but they don't act like a Libertarian.
The parties have an issue too, where they will. They will keep people that are actually effective generally out of the debate because they want to stay safe. They've played that game, and they're losing this long-term game because of population replacement, because of mass immigration. They have lost that game, trying to stay milquetoast, being more like a Mitt Romney or a Marco Rubio. They're losing that battle, but the grassroots is standing up and I think getting more and more active as we really go into this new timeline where you see Donald Trump being elected and the pushback from the deep state has really woke people up. So I think you're exactly right. They're trying to be like Hollywood. It's Hollywood for ugly people, Catherine, and that's what Washington, D.C. is.
And I think the root cause here is the word consciousness. Carl Jung talked about a collective consciousness, and I think that, you know, Nick Begich, he talks about the consciousness, and when we all come to the peaceful consciousness, and we feel like we're not powerful. Well, these people feel like they're powerful, but they are unconscious, and they are led by demonic ideas. And if you put an N-I in Democrat, you get demonic rat. You know, so they don't even know what they're doing. We are awakening. We are getting a collective idea here that we can have liberty. And one of the things I think that we really need to do is pray for God's kingdom to come on earth. Because once we believe it can, then maybe we can believe we can live and we won't die. You know, I don't see people that believe in not dying, but that's what Jesus said.
That's just great wisdom there, Catherine. You're really, we're talking about the collective consciousness and looking beyond politics. That's where we are now. And there is a demonic dark force controlling a great deal of our narrative. And it really is a deathward philosophy. It's pushing us to the brink, but we're fighting back. That's what InfoWars is about. Alternative media is about. There is an awakening. It's a magnificent time to be alive with all of the perils that we face.
You know, Jesus said that you will hear his voice. And the first time that I ever heard Alex Jones, I stopped and I said, he knows, he knows. You know, people don't know. I've been misled by churches. You know, you're misled by the politicians. It's individuality that's important. You are an individual. You're not anything. You've got to learn your individuality.
Well, you're so correct. And now is the time. It's a wonderful a quickening of things where you can look and see who's been right. You can see who has called it long before it happened, whether the rise of the communist Chinese, the New World Order, the deep state. This has happened right here. InfoWars has been on top of this for decades, and it's coming to pass. It's why InfoWars is banned. It's why your support is needed more than ever. Catherine, great call. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and may God bless us and bring us his kingdom.
Amen to that. Thank you, Catherine. Appreciate you. Folks, this is the David Knight Show. Taking your calls. Looks like we finally got some calls loaded up there. 888-201-2244. Celebrating, as we should, the victory yesterday of a peaceful demonstration. There was no false flag. There was no event carried out by the deep state to pin on patriots as per usual. And that we gave them no talking points other than, we'll cover this when we come back. We'll talk of something Tucker Carlson observed, and we'll talk about that. And we'll talk about the impeachment farce as it continues. I'll continue to bring you what information I have. I believe we got a clip of Adam Schiff possibly to go over and see what he has to say. And more of your calls, InfoWarsStore.com. This is how the show stays on air. This is how your voice continues to be heard throughout the country, throughout the world, pushing back against Luciferian globalism and the New World Order. Survival Shield X2 is back, and you put the X3 at 40%, and the Power Pack is 50%. This is the X3 and the X2. This is the David Knight Show, folks. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back.
InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product. And we got several thousand of these in, and they're going to sell out in a few days at the rate we're selling them. I want to thank the listeners for getting it, but this really is a game-changing toothpaste. And it doesn't compete with Super Blue that's fortified with colloidal silver and iodine and fluoride-free, the adult or the children's. These are both excellent toothpaste concentrates that don't have fillers. People love it. This is a whitening toothpaste that also has the above sea coral calcium that also cleans but also mineralizes the teeth. Then it has the patented silver sol, silver in it to knock out the bacteria that cause gingivitis. This is all proven. You can make claims with this. But I have to tell you, no one has a toothpaste this good for knocking out the bacteria, the viruses, and cleaning the teeth in a healthy way that doesn't strip away the enamel. So we're really proud of it. It funds the operation. InfoWarsStore.com. That's why we're still on air, thanks to you.
Knock on wood, I am not tempting fate, but everybody around the office, especially folks that have worked there a long time, have noticed that I really don't ever get sick. Now, again, I might get sick tomorrow because I just made that statement. I'm not tempting fate. I'll say that again because I am superstitious when it comes down to that. I'm very thankful to the good Lord for the Constitution I've been given. But up until about 8-9 years ago when I started taking X2, the products in InfoWars Life. I still got sick every couple of years. And, you know, I still get sore throats from allergies and pollen and things like that. But now that I religiously take the products at InfoWars Life, one of the highest quality supplements you're going to find out there, I just never get a fever anymore. It's probably been 3-4 years since I've had a fever. It's just crazy. So I chalk it up to genetics and the great products. 25 years ago when I first began broadcasting, I was a realist and I was honest with the listeners. America was in a coma. We were being absolutely poisoned physically, culturally, and spiritually. The New World Order was running rampant because the public was asleep. Fast forward to this year in 2020, and to see Soros spend over $100 million on the Women's March here in D.C. and in Los Angeles, and they might have had 30,000 people, maybe. They had 5 million 3 years ago, ladies and gentlemen. I was here. That is emblematic of how his money and Chi-Com money cannot buy them the AstroTurf anymore. So, yes, the awakening's happened, but we're not out of the woods. The globalists are going to throw a bunch of Hail Marys during this Trump Senate trial, and we're going to be covering it live from D.C. at band.video. Please be Paul Revere and share this link.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now we're bringing you an all-new version of your favorite formula to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Help support your energy levels and take advantage of the superior form of B12 today with Ultra 12.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. Chill Force is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to Brain Force Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get Chill Force today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. This is the David Knight Show. I'm your host, Tony Arterburn, filling in for the great David Knight, who is filling in for Alex Jones today, 11 a.m. Central Time on the Alex Jones Show. Of course, the great InfoWars crew and Alex Jones in Washington, D.C. Another historic day as the impeachment farce continues and Mitch McConnell sending the resolutions over to the Senate. This will be on the timeline today. We'll bring you any information that is relevant during the show as long as we are on the air to show that. So your calls, 888-201-2244, and I appreciate everyone holding. There was a video that I wanted to get to yesterday. That came out yesterday. This was Tucker Carlson. Guys, let's play that Tucker Carlson clip.
Americans rallied to defend their constitutional rights and did not start a war in the process. The national media are reeling in confusion tonight. Once again, it turns out they know next to nothing about the country they supposedly cover. In last fall's elections, as you may remember, Virginia turned from red to blue. Democrats in the state, newly ascendant, responded to the demands of donors in New York and L.A. and immediately set about trying to undo hundreds of years of precedent on gun laws and effectively nullify the Second Amendment in Virginia. Well, this morning, thousands of Virginians marched peacefully at the state capitol to protest this attack on their rights. Under some circumstances, a demonstration to protect the Constitution would be considered virtuous. Civil disobedience, they often tell us. It's what democracy is supposed to look like. But needless to say, they don't mean it. Instead of congratulating the protesters, the left suggested they were engaged in some form of terrorism. Prospect of gun control in Virginia draws threats, promise of armed protest, read the ominous warning in the Washington Post. Richmond braces for white supremacist militias at gun rally, said Axios. According to a website called Raw Story, quote, authorities fear Richmond gun rally could be the next Charlottesville. Well, on television, the chirpy morning shows, being wholly dependent on left-wing websites to tell them what to think, obediently parroted the party line. Watch this.
State of emergency. Richmond, Virginia on high alert this morning, bracing for violence as thousands descend for a gun rights rally.
Richmond, Virginia is on high alert this morning before a gun rights rally that local authorities fear could turn violent.
Police in Virginia bracing for a massive crowd at a gun rights rally today amid fears it will attract white supremacists and turn violent. This morning, what officials are doing to avoid another Charlottesville.
State of emergency, white supremacists! Keep in mind that the protesters in Richmond were protesting a governor who is admitted to wearing a racist costume. And for their trouble, they were denounced as bigots. NBC News reporter Ben Collins described the demonstration as, quote, a white nationalist rally. He warned other reporters that they repeated things they heard from local police, otherwise known as reporting, they could play into, quote, neo-Nazi hands. So that's what you get for protesting Governor Blackface. You're a neo-Nazi. Over at MSNBC, meanwhile, made the whole thing sound like the world's scariest Klan rally.
Right now, thousands of gun rights activists, white nationalists, militia groups, all swarming the Virginia State Capitol in Richmond.
This is the last thing we need in an era where we're seeing hate crimes on the increase and where we see, even though it's pro-gun activists that are throwing the rally, these outside militia groups and neo-Nazis coming into it.
And coming up, calling for calm, Virginia residents praying that today's rally at the state capitol is not a repeat of the horrible 2017 Charlottesville disaster, the rally that ended in a young woman's death, as white nationalists and gun rights activists take to the streets today again.
Just neo-Nazis swarming the state capitol in Richmond. Just another day in America. They're very concerned.
I was just handed a story from Breitbart. Alex Jones noticed and sent the crew, and this on the heels of that report from Tucker Carlson, Ralph Northam suggests he saved Virginia from a volatile situation. Of course, he likes to play dress-up. He likes to pretend, doesn't he? When he's not in blackface, he's saying that he's a peacemaker and that he de-escalated the situation because of the preparations, because of the decisions he made to label those who were going to peacefully protest as somehow involved in an assault on the Capitol, creating some sort of putsch. And so this man is amazing. Of course, being a Democrat means never having to say you're sorry. And never being wrong, never held to account because you're of the left. And just another example of the arrogance of our political ruling class. Governor Blackface, keep them comfortable, Northam. He's suggesting that he saved Virginia. Unbelievable. Folks, thanks for holding your calls. 888-201-2244. This is the David Knight Show. I'm Tony Arterburn filling in for David. Let's go to Garrick in Pennsylvania.
Hello, sir. Are you there?
Yes, sir. Welcome to the David Knight Show.
How we doing?
Fantastic.
All right. I just wanted to talk about how Ralph Northam acts like he is some kind of saint that is the savior of Virginia and of the Commonwealth of Virginia. Well, obviously, we all know that that is not the case. The guy is a complete sham and a complete farce. And it's not just what he's doing, but it's what other Democrats are doing and lying to the American people, acting like they are some sort of savior for the American people, and they are not.
No, they're not. They're cloaking themselves as savior. They're making themselves appear to be, but this is all a lie. It's all false. And they trying
absolutely.
To keep you comfortable is what they're trying to do, is trying to I'll put you at ease. See, we de-escalated the situation. No.
Well,
no,
and that's,
they did their best to escalate it.
Right. And that's been the plan of the Democrats for a long, long time. Telling you one thing and doing another. It's a typical politician move. Another thing I wanted to talk about was the impeachment trial coming up and the video you just played with Tucker Carlson, honestly, the impeachment is a complete sham, and it's going to go down in an absolute a sham, and the Democrats are going to shoot themselves in the foot when it comes to this next upcoming election.
Well, one would hope so. You know, the Democrats don't seem too worried. They've been raising tons of money, and they obviously confident because they're importing a permanent underclass. This is something that's we're going to have to fight back against and continue to talk about and expose their population replacement, which makes Virginia blue. This is something we got to continue to hammer over and over and over again. Yes, we win on ideas. We're right on ideas, but we have to make sure that the left and the globalist operatives don't get easy victories. And yes, you're right, Garrick. It is a farce. It is a lie. They have no decency. They're wasting all of our time. They're wasting our tax dollars. They're putting us at risk. Remember what happened last time, Garrick? I disagreed with the last impeachment. I was 18. Almost 19 years old before I went into the Army. I thought this was a huge waste of time, what they were doing to Bill Clinton, when there was actual crimes you could have gone after him for, real crimes against the American people. You can Google bags of cash, Chinese, Clinton White House, missile secrets. You know, you can look the Clinton body count. There's a great video up by Greg Reese. You can look into the actual crimes.
Owen Schroyer and others have done wonderful work on that, and I'm a staunch follower of the InfoWar, and I support the products, and I support the people, and I support all of you folks down at InfoWars, and I love what y'all are doing. I just wanted to, you know, say a little prayer for all of our service members out there. I will be going to Iraq in June, and
safe,
I'm in the National Guard, so I do appreciate everything our service members do, and I appreciate everything our folks are doing overseas.
You keep your head down and you stay safe. I'll say will say a prayer for you tonight, Garrick, and continue to watch the program. Stay in touch. And
yes, sir.
Go to my website, arterburn.news. Send me an email so I can stay in touch with you while you're in Iraq.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that.
Appreciate you, Garrick. Thanks for calling in.
Have a good one, sir. Thank you so much.
You too. You take care. Folks, this is the David Knight Show. We're going to continue to take your calls, 888-201-2244. Beginning this first day of the impeachment trial in the Senate, we'll keep you up to date with any breaking news there, just waiting to see what happens today with the rules and the resolutions on the timeline, trying to keep the subpoena power away from the globalists who widened this trial to bring in John Bolton the mustache. This is the David Knight Show. We'll be right back.
I've got to really hand it to the listeners and viewers of InfoWars. Your support and your help in rebooting Americana is a challenge to the globalist system of corporate tyranny has really caught hold, not just here in the U.S., but worldwide. And President Trump's fearlessness when it comes to promoting Americana and basic liberty is amazing as well. He's still lacking on the big tech censorship, taking action against that in some other areas, but trying to end the wars, boosting our economy, speaking out against communist China. Trump's been doing an amazing job. But now more than ever, we really have to realize that we're being targeted because we are effective. And the globalists are beginning to lose their war against humanity in a big way. And so we're going to see some major fireworks out of them. But it's critical to not let ourselves get down when we see all the poison they spray at us. That's an attempt to demoralize us. We've got to remember that and stay focused and stay happy. I love watching David Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here. And I want to expand the face of the globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs. And we'll expand and really give the globalists rough their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American Revolution. Be part of crushing the globalists. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Decoding the mainstream propaganda. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
This is the David Knight Show, January 21st, 2020. I'm your host, Tony Arterburn, filling in for the great David Knight. David will be hosting the Alex Jones Show today, 11 a.m. Central Time. Be sure and stay tuned for that. We're taking your calls. We talked about yesterday's victory, the patriots, those who love the Constitution, human liberty, showing up peacefully to protest the red flag gun laws, gun confiscation, and the overall language of tyranny coming out of Virginia. And, of course, nothing happening. The Governor Northam setting the stage as the open-air FEMA camp, bringing in every possible recipe for a false flag. But because patriots were vigilant, because InfoWars was on the ground, and you were watching, nothing happened. And so we're now into the first phase of the impeachment trial, which is a farce, and we'll talk about that. I have a couple of thoughts on impeachment in this timeline when we come back from the break. But we're taking your calls, 888-201-2244. Thanks for everyone for holding. But I wanted to go to a video yesterday just recapping the amazing day that was January 20th, 2020 in Richmond, Virginia. Guys, let's play clip number 5.
They say a picture tells a thousand words. And here we are at the big Second Amendment rally in Virginia where they're almost passed bills to confiscate the firearms, and they're set to pass them in just the next week or so. Second Amendment sanctuaries. The ones in green are the sanctuaries. There's only a few counties that are leftist, globalist controlled, where they then bring in foreigners illegally, put them on welfare. The Democrats then skim about half the paycheck and keep them as slaves. So think about this. This is how Bloomberg and Soros come in and take control. 94% of Virginia localities say no more gun control, which is enslavement of the people. 91 counties, 12 cities, 22 towns, almost all the sheriffs. That's from Virginia Citizens Defense League, and that's mainline news. You can look that up for yourself. That's what this comes down to. And that's why they're attacking everybody and trying to push these sanctuary cities, because they can bring in foreigners who will vote as they're told, because they're basically slaves at that point, to then outvote the indigenous populations. And that's why we have the Electoral College, because you can have states that are like that, more populous states, that then can vote and dominate all the other states that aren't more populous, even though they pay the local taxes. It's their governments. They had been under King George III, thousands of miles away, telling them what to do. Sometimes it would take 6 months to get an answer. And so that's why we set up this system that became the apple of the world's eye, was to get around things like this. But it's not a perfect system.
The legend Alex Jones there yesterday in Virginia, breaking down the silent weapons for quiet wars, really showing you how this whole process has worked, how the Democrats have gained this power, how the globalists have used immigration as a weapon. And he's showing you the map. And of course, he's showing up in the third dimension. And you want to keep the InfoWars crew out in the third dimension. You want to keep this network on the air. I know I do. I'm here today volunteering because the crew is out in the field. It's my honor to be here. It's a wonderful network, wonderful crew. And, last time when Savannah Hernandez was in Hong Kong and Greg Reese was in Hong Kong. When they got back, I thanked them by not only buying more products, but donating to the site because of their magnificent work. You can do the same thing. Instead of giving to a church that doesn't do anything about infanticide, that doesn't stand up to evil, that is not holding people accountable and really drawing the line in the sand, you can give to InfoWars. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back, guys.
It is I, the leader of Cobra, here for a message to President Trump, the American people, and Alex Jones of InfoWars. Our operations with our partners, the Communist Chinese, have bought control of your media. But it's true. Your people are beginning to awaken. That's why Cobra is launching operations to trigger race war, mass shootings, and bombings, which will be blamed on those loyal to America. Anyone, once we stage these attacks, that does not blame it on Trump, will also be targeted by Cobra in the future. You see, when you expose our false flags and fake media, I will carry out attacks and then blame you, like we've done with Alex Jones, blaming him for mass shootings we committed. Hail Cobra!
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. This is the David Knight Show. I'm Tony Arterburn, filling in for David. We've been recapping the events in Virginia, looking forward to the impeachment trial and taking your calls, really going over the lay of the land. One thing that I had thought about this morning that I hadn't mentioned in the previous 2 hours is that there's a timeline to look at about impeachment. Matter of fact, I flew into Washington, D.C. in September to take part in the largest radio row in America, where radio hosts from across the country get together and talk about immigration and immigration reform, restricting the flood of people coming across the southern border illegally, and reforming our legal immigration system. It's the Federation for Americans for Immigration Reform took part in that, had some great interviews. But one thing that was absent there was the politicians. As a matter of fact, we were right down the street from the Capitol. They'd really done want to show up to that. They were timid and canceled, and there wasn't a lot of participation on their end. But it got me to thinking, as I look back on that timeline, what was happening then? Well, the day I landed, they started impeachment. The day that I got there. And what else was going on at the same time that doesn't get picked up by the mainstream media? Well, your Federal Reserve, which is not really yours, it's not really federal and it's not really a reserve, was pumping out hundreds and billions of dollars, turns into trillions of dollars. According to, I went to naturalnews.com about a week ago, and there was an article about the over $6 trillion pumped into the private liquidity markets by the Federal Reserve, $215 billion or so a day since that time. So, one of these things that's a psychological operation in large part, not just a pushback against President Trump, because you notice in the House of Representatives, they passed the USMCA at the same time, or the day after they impeached the president or voted for impeachment. So you have to watch the ruling class very closely. It could have been a smokescreen for the Fed to pump in this enormous, unprecedented amount of money. I mean, the GDP of South Korea, the annual GDP of South Korea is $1.26 trillion. So you got to think about, the GDP of North Korea is $40 billion. These massive, massive numbers that they're pumping in. And this hasn't been talked about by the mainstream media very much. As a matter of fact, I talked to David Knight here on this show about 2 months ago about how much they were putting in, and it was really unknown. And the speculation was hundreds of billions. No, it's much larger than that. So it's something to watch. $6 trillion, that's right. But we're going to continue to take your calls. I wanted to bring that up because while we're watching this, they're doing that. It's watching the left hand, not the right. We're going to go to the phones. Let's go to Paul in Tennessee. Paul, welcome to the David Knight Show.
Yes, I was wondering about these red flag gun laws or something. Does this say what all the types of guns that they're talking about? Or is it, I'm just kind of curious what type of guns they're talking about. Is it all guns or...
It's really the red flag gun laws, from my understanding, are just it's a blanket term to cover just mental stability, access to guns, your overall picture of who you are. It's an unconstitutional intrusion into your access to firearms and your Second Amendment, not just a particular type of weapons, Paul.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all for the Second Amendment. We got these domestic terrorists here in Cleveland on 289 Clear Creek Road in Cleveland, Tennessee. I mean, these people are following people with these air guns. They're following them. They're putting GPS tracking. And they've done it on my vehicle because I found one. And I started putting videos up in my car, and I was hearing pings off my windshield, pings off my car. And these people, it's Richard Hosevic and Matthew Hooker. We've had to call.
Well, thanks for calling in on that, Paul. I appreciate that. And that's something I haven't heard about. We can get a tip to show tips at Infowars.com. Let's go to Kevin in West Virginia. Kevin, welcome to the David Knight Show.
Hello, sir. I have a question about impeachment, and I had something I wanted to tell you, something that had happened to me, and I wanted to get your take on it.
Sure.
Impeachment, I feel like Senator Warren and Senator Sanders should have to recuse themselves from being part of the trial. I feel like it's a conflict of interest.
Okay. Well, I mean, you would think so because they're running for president. They're going to possibly be the opponent to who they're running against.
Right? Yeah, exactly. And I feel like they should. The second thing that I wanted to tell you, something that had happened to me. I have to tell you, I'm blind. I can't see. And this plays part into it. I was at a brick and mortar store, and I was using my cane, walking around the store. And I accidentally hit somebody's foot with my cane. The guy turned around, proceeded to ask me, "Don't you know where you're swinging that thing?" And of course I responded, "No, that's why I have it." And then the guy told me, "Hey, the only reason why you have that white stick is to show you're a white supremacist." And I'm like, "What? I can't even see what color you are. How are you calling me racist?" I mean, so that just goes to show you the ignorance of people, you know, in my area, and I'm close to D.C., but I just wanted to share that with you because it's so bizarre. It's unbelievable.
Oh, we're in a sea of mental illness, Kevin. So I appreciate you bringing, and this is just another example of everything is racist. Everything is white supremacy. As a matter of fact, the peaceful assembly yesterday was white supremacy. Didn't you know that? Everything is racist. And everything leads back to that. And this is just a tactic of the left. They use it ad nauseum, trying to destroy the country and destroy any dialogue or peaceful dialogue that regular folks would have. It's a psychological weapon. And that's just another example. Kevin, great call. Thank you for being part of the info war. Let's go to James in Virginia. James, we got about 2 minutes. Welcome to the David Knight Show.
Hey, good morning. I just wanted to talk about how peaceful the rally was yesterday. I only saw like one group of protesters and they seemed robotic. The guy would just sit there and look and then he would say, "White supremacist, white supremacist." And I mean, there was no yelling. I mean, on my way to the inside grass hill of Capitol Hill there in Richmond, like I felt the most safest out of any place probably in America that day. I mean, armed patriots, but everybody being nice, friendly, everybody, every race, creed. I mean, my wife, she's from the Philippines. I saw Asian Americans, Hispanic Americans, white Americans, black Americans. Everybody was nice. I mean, if a gun saves lives, sticker fell off, people were picking them up to keep the trash upkeep. I mean, it was great. It was
I'd really appreciate that report, James. I mean, that's exactly right. I mean, they have their bots, the people that are brainwashed. They're probably, their brains are just filled with fluoride and pills, and they're out there just giving the talk, the Soros talking points, trying to divide us, the white supremacy, racist stuff, when we're all just trying to come together and create a better world. Nobody wants a division. I don't know any of these people they claim that are out there, these nut jobs and white supremacists and so on. We just want a better country and a better world, and we want our constitutional rights and our God-given rights. And I appreciate your call, James. Thank you so much for that info. This is the David Knight Show, folks, and you can help the InfoWar. You can continue to have the InfoWar crew out on the ground in these places when news develop, when there's an event, when there's a Richmond, when something's going on in our nation's capital, by going to InfoWarsStore.com. And I know there's some wonderful deals going on. My favorite, the X2 is back. You can get the X3 and the X2 together. The power pack is 50% off to help you try both. I suggest both of them. In our day and age, you need iodine. You've got to have it. You have to have it anyway, but especially with all of the toxins, everything out there, InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back.
I want to talk about Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste, and it's fluoride free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this, is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean, and the toothpaste, that I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now, because I like the way it feels.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexa Pure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexa Pure Pro.
There's a new way to show your support for the InfoWars crew at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, when you buy your favorite products, you can add a donation right at the checkout. Simply open the donation option and either select a preset amount or enter a custom amount. With this brand new donation module, donating to support the InfoWars crew has never been easier. You asked, we delivered. This easy option gives you the means to donate directly to the cause. Remember, we're all part of the fight. InfoWars, brought to you by you.
I would thank you for everything you've done for the InfoWar, but I know you're like me. You don't want my thanks. You want victory over the globalists and these devil-worshipping child molesters, and you want them off your back and off your children's back. And you know what? I'm the same way, and that's why we're on the same damn team. And it's why InfoWars has been delivering time and time again when it's clutch time to focus the people on taking action against the globalists, because I'm committed to a future for humanity. And I know you are as well. So thank you in 2019 for standing with us, because you are the InfoWar, and I want to thank you for committing to stand with us in 2020 however you can. From the bottom of my heart, from my family, and from the great crew at InfoWars, I want to thank you all, because you are the InfoWar. And you know that's not just words, that's reality. You have made history. We have made history together. InfoWars.com only has power because of you, and I suggest you use it.
We have been fighting so hard in the last 2 weeks that I've not even had time to cut new audio ads for this huge syndicated radio audience. And I apologize to radio listeners. I apologize to the fact I'm cutting this on a phone as I drive down the road. But this is a war, and we're getting it done any way we can. But we had huge sales in the new year, around Christmas, into the new year. But we sold the products at such low prices
that it didn't bring in a lot of actual capital to fund our operations. And I'm expending massive amounts of money to put more than 15 people in Virginia, more than 10 people in D.C., all next week for the trial of Trump. It's so critical we're there to confront the globalists and put out the counter-narrative of the truth to what they're doing. This is a real fight. So please step to the plate and take care of yourself and your family and get great products while you do it at InfoWarsStore.com. These are products you need, like the Ultimate Fish Oil, and it funds the operation. Please take action. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
David Knight Show. I'm Tony Arterburn, filling in for David. We're taking your calls, 888-201-2244. Just off the heels of a wonderful victory. I keep mentioning that because it's so important. You had patriots peacefully assembling in the capital of Virginia against blackface Governor Keep 'Em Comfortable Northam. And his potential open-air FEMA camp trap that did not work. And people were aware. It's a wonderful victory. Now we turn to impeachment. You've got InfoWars on the ground there in Washington, D.C. Make no mistake, when I'm giving analysis on Trump being okay through, I believe his chances look okay through this impeachment, it doesn't mean there's not going to be damage, and it doesn't mean that there's not the potential for the forces of darkness to insert themselves once again. The reason that there hasn't been more peril in this situation is because of you and because of InfoWars and because the attention has been paid to the criminality of the deep state. Yes, they have not been fully held accountable. They have not been called to the carpet, but your voice has been heard. Alternative media is still making a huge difference, more difference every day. So it's important that you support InfoWars and you support alternative media, that you share the links, that you go to InfoWarsStore.com, that you donate and make this a part of your everyday life now, because we're in a battle for the soul, not only of America and the Republic, but for humanity in general. And this impeachment is part of that. It's a referendum on good versus evil. So my analysis, clearly coming from a place of just political, looking at the speed in which this has happened, they're trying to find the maximum amount of damage that they can do. They're trying to inflict pain on the president. Whether or not they can remove him from office, they want to try. They're doing their best. That's why this resolution is still on the table, where they can call more witnesses. More witnesses, more subpoena power means that there's a potential for a widening investigation again. And here we go. But we'll see. Well, we got InfoWars on the ground. We're paying attention to this, and we'll bring you any information that becomes available. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Levi in Texas. Levi, welcome to the David Knight Show.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Yesterday, as I was watching Alex and Owen and the crew in Richmond, it dawned on me in the idea on how to help InfoWars raise money, and I'm hoping that Alex is listening this morning.
He's always
listening. It's the numbers game. If 50,000 listeners to InfoWars would simply donate $1, $1, $50,000 would be raised. If they donated two, it would be $100,000. If they did three, it would be $150,000. It's exponential fundraising. And no, I understand,
I agree with
you, about the supplements and everything. A lot of people, things are tight right now. and they may not be able to afford those. But a dollar or $2, they can do.
And I know so that they're working on that, making it more and more accessible to donate, you know, even individual amounts. And I think that that's absolutely necessary. Anything that you can do and to give is very much appreciated and needed. It keeps this InfoWars army going, keeps this crew going, keeps the fuel in the tank. And, my whole thing has always been is everyone brushes their teeth. And I've been using the InfoWars toothpaste coming up on 3 years, and it's an amazing product. Now they got the new ultra whitening toothpaste, and I want to see more and more people get the auto ship for the toothpaste. So you're right on that about donations, Levi.
Well, I mean, I'm not putting anything down on the products. I mean, I'm a disabled veteran. I've been affected by the vaccines that the military gave me, and I took all of my savings. And I spent over $2,000 with Alex over the past 45 days. I spent everything I have and hoping that his supplements would overcome what they've done to me. I'm sorry for getting choked up, but so I can relate to everybody out there with the vaccine situations. But and even though I'm a disabled veteran and I know how tough times can be with finances we have, I'm making a plea to everybody out there. There's got to be 50,000 or 100,000 people listening. If you would just go to the website and if you would just donate a dollar to help Alex spread the truth and to help him expose the lies of the New World Order, the deep state, the Democrats, help set people through the love of God free from the deception that everybody's under. If everybody would just do that, you know, what is it, a Starbucks coffee you can give up or a Gatorade at the store or just something that you would waste your money on? If you could just, if like I said, if the exponential factor of giving would kick in, if everybody at my voice would just give a dollar or $2, just watch how much money could flow into InfoWars, and then InfoWars could continue to bring and expose the truth. That just, you know, come on.
Well, Levi, you really just bringing up so many valid points there. And of course, being a veteran myself, I mean, my heart really goes out to you. I mean, I've been affected by the vaccines and the things that I was exposed to during my tours of duty and not only the anthrax vaccine, but many other things. And Levi, when you get a chance, would you go to my website? Would you go to arterburn.news? As a disabled veteran, I want to help you. I'm going to donate on your behalf today to InfoWarsStore.com. And I also want you to contact me, Levi, because I'm going to donate my Patriot points to you. I want to help you get the products, okay? I've got some Patriot points I want to give you to get you some products. I know that being on a fixed income, being a disabled veteran, that is really tough. And so I want to help you out. Okay. Would you do that for me?
Thank you. What's the website again?
Go to arterburn.news. That's my personal website, and just go to contact there and contact me.
How do you spell that?
It's arterburn.news. Arterburn.news.
Okay. I really, really appreciate that.
Appreciate you, Leo. Thank you for your service. I want to help you out. That's a great idea that you've set in motion. Everybody should give something. This is the animating cause of liberty. This is the fight of our time. This is the generational struggle. This isn't a game. This is for everything. We're either going to have a pro-human future, we're either going to be free, or we're going to go into the darkness. I refuse to do that willingly. I'm fighting back. So are you. This is the InfoWar. This is the David Knight Show. We'll be right back after the break.
It is I, the leader of Cobra, here for a message to President Trump, the American people, and Alex Jones of InfoWars. Our operations with our partners, the Communist Chinese, have bought control of your media. But It's true. Your people are beginning to awaken. That's why Cobra is launching operations to trigger race war, mass shootings and bombings, which will be blamed on those loyal to America. Anyone, once we stage these attacks, that does not blame it on Trump will also be targeted by Cobra in the future. You see, when you expose our false flags and fake media, I will carry out attacks and then blame you, like we've done with Alex Jones, blaming him for mass shootings we committed. Hail Cobra!
It's a total war. The globalists know they're losing politically, so they want to start a violent confrontation where they can cast gun owners as KKK operatives and try to then project that false image on Trump and try to remove him via the 25th Amendment or during the impeachment trial. Not for the charges they brought forward of obstructing Congress and abuse of power. So it's that backdrop of a mass shooting, the backdrop of a race war that they want to project onto America and onto Trump. But the good news is we have an independent, real American media. We have the Paul Revere system that is InfoWars. We have you, the audience, that are activists in the arena. So I salute you and I thank you. And I encourage you to share the live links of our coverage of Virginia and the impeachment trial and to get the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, because without you, we get shut down. Great products right now, new sales, InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfoWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfoWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
You're listening to the David Knight Show. Mainstream propaganda. This is the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. This is the David Knight Show. I'm your host, Tony Arterburn, filling in for the great David Knight. And, of course, we've been covering the impeachment farce. There's not much information other than this is day one. So you got InfoWars crew on the ground there. We're seeing what comes out of the initial resolution set forth by the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, which really calls for a 48-hour or so hearing and trial, both sides getting a couple of days, and then there's a vote. But Chuck Schumer, along with Mitt Romney and a couple other possible Republican defectors could tip the balance where they have a issuance of subpoenas. There's more of the timelines are extended, which could open up the president to more and more of the ongoing slow motion grinding down where, you know, something else could come into play. That's what we're looking at. That's really what's on the table. Of course, American history, you know, Andrew Johnson being acquitted by the Senate in 1868. Of course, Bill Clinton, same thing. So no American president has actually been removed from office. And seeing how the this game has been played, we talked about earlier, so much goes on when they're distracting you with either impeachment or the Mueller witch hunt, just trying to find a crime. And, of course, the president having been voted to be impeached by the House for a crime that Joe Biden actually committed and admitted to on tape during the Council on Foreign Relations meeting. So this is historic, but you can't put anything past the deep state. And so we're watching that develop, and we'll bring more to you as that goes on. Of course, yesterday, too, an amazing victory for patriots. You look at the peaceful assembly, and this has been yesterday as I was covering it live here in studio. We were all very on edge. I kept the phone lines open. I wanted to know from InfoWarriors on the ground. We knew that the InfoWars crew was there. And it was so much on the line. And we got through it because of your support. We got through it because patriots are decent people who want peace. We got through it because eyes were on those who would wish to create a false flag narrative, who would like to stop this movement. But we can never really ever rest again. This is not like other times in history. It's not about one election. It's about all of us. And so, you know, what have been the underlying dehumanizing insults of the technocrats, the mainstream media, the globalists? You know, this really goes back, you know, looking at what happened to InfoWars. And, of course, first you mock them, you know, then you demonize them. And Alex Jones had talked about atrazine, and we talked about studies about amphibians and so on. Guys, we've got a clip on that. Can we run that video that came out that was on the list? I'd like to see that run.
Despite its name, the Environmental Protection Agency doesn't just exist to protect the environment. It also exists to protect you by policing against the many pollutants that are generated by modern life. But soon the EPA will be doing a little bit less to protect you and a little bit more to protect big agriculture. Atrazine is a pesticide. It's the second most common one in the United States. Half of America's corn crop is treated with it. Atrazine is banned in the European Union, and here's why. When administered to male frogs, atrazine chemically castrates them and even causes some to change their sex entirely. In humans, atrazine is an endocrine disruptor. That means it causes changes to your natural hormonal balance. For newborn boys, atrazine exposure in utero is correlated with lower birth weight, undescended testicles, and deformities to sex organs. Now, it may be that atrazine's risk is low enough and its value is high enough that we don't need to ban it. But the EPA isn't just keeping atrazine legal. It's decided to stop closely monitoring its use. Buried within a recent 60-page regulatory document, the EPA has announced it will soon end its atrazine monitoring program, which tests drinking water to make certain that atrazine levels are safe. According to the EPA, the risk is simply so low that it's not worth even checking to make sure the situation is under control. In fact, it's so low, they're allowing 50% more atrazine to enter America's waterways. Now, that's despite the fact that in 2017, the year where the most recent data are public, 30 million Americans had measurable amounts of atrazine in their tap water. Now, according to researchers at Purdue University, a single part per billion of atrazine may be linked to low birth weights. In Evansville, Illinois, the water is already testing at 22 parts per billion. For the EPA, that's not a concern. Their concern is corn.
That's right. InfoWarsStore.com to get your water filtration products. I know that I have three water filters from InfoWarsStore.com. And absolutely necessary in this age where you have the chemicals in the water, whether you're talking about atrazine, when you're talking about fluoride, so many other things that are toxic, they're causing your health to decline. That's why you need to filter your water. And then you need other things like the Survival Shield, X2 and X3. It supports the InfoWar. I wanted to bring that story up because, as you see, InfoWar's being proven right time and time again, even going through the trial of being mocked, being deplatformed, being dehumanized, putting up with the fake lawsuits, all of this stuff, this massive amount of resistance to the truth. But that's when you know you're on the right side of history. Proud to be sitting in for David Knight today here with you and taking your calls. Let's go to Billy in Georgia. Billy, welcome to the David Knight Show.
Can you hear me?
I hear you, sir. Welcome.
Yes. All right. Well, what I wanted to talk about was this victory in Virginia that everyone's calling it. I don't see it as a victory because the governor's still there. All the corrupt officials are still there, and they're going to pass the laws anyway. It's just going to be a watered-down version. What people really need to be doing is anytime these politicians want to pass these unconstitutional doctrines, I'm not even going to call them laws, the people need to demand their resignation, and if they refuse to resign, you storm the Capitol. You force them out. Do you really think the cops are going to open fire on 50,000 armed individuals who are just all they want is the governor out of the office? Of course not.
Well, I think what you're going to have to do, Billy, and I know your passion is there, but what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to rely on the peaceful ways to change this. And if we don't get out and vote. We don't get out and assemble enough. And so I think that while you're seeing a downside and it didn't get solved immediately, our voice was heard and there was no false flags. No one was able to pin anything on this movement and stop it in its infancy. Our resistance to their tyranny is growing. Our side is growing. The way that we get that put into a declining mode is to get lumped in with some domestic terrorism or some crazy weirdo or some strange sect. And so I agree with you that the problem needs to be solved, but right now it has to be legal, lawful, and through the peaceful means. That is the way we have to do it. What's going to be effective. You and I may disagree, but I believe, and you sound like a patriot. I appreciate you calling, Billy. It's thanks for holding too. I appreciate that.
Just want to add one more thing. Whenever anybody's having problems with band.video due to the high amount of volume, if anybody still has the old InfoWars app, the original one you had on the phone, if you still have that, that still works really well when band.video is getting hit hard. So
excellent. Thanks for the tip, Billy. I appreciate that.
All right. Thank you. You guys have a good day. Keep up the good work.
You too, sir. InfoWarsStore.com. Support the InfoWars, folks. This is the David Knight Show. I'm Tony Arterburn filling in for David. We'll be right back after the break.
This is a call for modern day Paul Revere's, who are all Americans, who are all human beings who bleed red blood, love God, and love justice, and who have awakened to the New World Order threat. You are the modern Paul Revere's, and without you, no one knows about band.video and our live coverage of the attempt to remove the president in the Senate trial and the deep state trying to trigger a civil emergency in Virginia. We've got our teams on the ground. We'll be covering all of it. But the only way we're able to put the truth out is you magnifying it by sharing the links from band.video and newswars.com/show.
Newswars.com/show and band.video. We have a whole live Trump trial and Virginia coverage page. And as the latest live feeds go up or as the latest reports go up, they're posted right there at band.video. So click that link and share it. It's a revolutionary act and it's powerful.
Hey, you there. We have a problem. You see, there is a baby. The mother of this baby is not sure she's ready. The father of this baby doesn't want to settle down. The mother starts to have regrets. The father considers leaving town. But a friend says there's a solution. She says to have an abortion. The mother decides to look into it. The clinic assures her it's safe. She's made her decision. She's going to have an abortion. The problem is that baby is you.
Join me, Owen Schroyer, at the March for Life, Friday, January 24th, in Washington, D.C., noon, at the National Mall. I'll see you there. It's time to stand up for the unborn. It's time to speak out for the voiceless.
If you understand why the globalists, why the servants of Satan hate InfoWars, it's because we're awake, we're alive, we're passionate, and we're not giving up. That's why it's critical for those of us that are aware of the New World Order's plans to not get down when they attack us and they persecute us and they lie about us. That's what we should expect because we are hurting these scumbags. The globalists have literally sold their soul to the dark side, and they do what they do because they're slaves, because they are eternally driven to try to suppress and dominate and destroy the innocent. It is up to us who are awake, not the sheep and not the wolves, but the sheepdogs, to stand firm and resist these wicked tyrants. They fear the fact that we are awake. They fear the fact that we are alive. They fear the fact that we love God. And that's all we ever have to know, is that God is in charge.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. This is the David Knight Show. I'm Tony Arterburn, filling in for David. Last segment of the show, we're still taking your calls. If you'd like your voice to be heard, 888-201-2244. I saw an article this morning that I thought was very appropriate. And it's via LouRockwell.com, but it's by Patrick J. Buchanan. Of course, Pat Buchanan, writing about yesterday's Martin Luther King Day and, of course, the peaceful assembly in Virginia. Pat Buchanan stood feet away from Martin Luther King Jr. when he gave his I Have a Dream speech. But Pat Buchanan has been a writer for decades, worked for President Nixon, President Reagan, has been a presidential candidate, an absolute magnificent conservative, paleocon, great thinker, wrote The Death of the West, a book that changed my life. And of course, we had this story this morning on Infowars.com by Paul Joseph Watson about the French intellectual Renaud Camus, who's been given a 2-month suspended prison sentence for saying that mass immigration into Europe represents an invasion. We're not quite there yet, but we're very close to persecuting our intellectuals and our thinkers like Patrick J. Buchanan. And what he brings to light is so very appropriate and such a sign of the times. The title of the article is Mass Civil Disobedience Our Future? And when I was on the War Room with Owen Schroyer on November 22nd of last year, he asked me what I thought, you know, would happen. What could Americans do at the point where the New World Order, the globalists become so tyrannical? What is our option? Is it armed, you know, rebellion? And just like my last call, talking about storming the Capitol. No, it's civil disobedience. Because at a certain point, it's peaceful. And it's effective. And it's you just not taking part in their system. Whether you're talking about forced vaccinations, whether you're talking about gun confiscation, they don't have the manpower to do all of it at once. And this is something that has been shown throughout our history. And there's such a thing too, if you read the writings of Martin Luther King Jr., about letter from a Birmingham jail, talking about resistance and to an unjust law because there's a higher law. And there was effective in the civil rights movement that was effective because of its peaceful civil disobedience. And it captured the hearts and minds of those who were on the fence. That's what we have to do as info warriors, as people of conscience, as decent Americans who want a future for our families and freedom and humanity. And to have dreams again, this tyrannical government, this globalist influenced government, which is really an enemy occupying force, the shadow state within the state, must be resisted. We're doing that. And it has to be incubated enough where we can gain more and more followers, more people who come to our side and say, you know what? I read that information. And it looks like you're right on this, either you're talking about the right to defend yourself or the right to be vaccine free or the right to free speech, that there is no such thing as hate speech, that there is only freedom or unfreedom. And that's so Pat Buchanan is talking about that in this article. It's a magnificent breakdown of our history. He talked about the Virginia gun owners believe their moral obligation to protect their families, friends, and themselves in a violent society justifies the right to keep and carry firearms, no matter what the Virginia legislature believes. Americans have a long history of breaching laws in the name of a higher law or God-given rights. It talks about the Boston Tea Party. It talks about Shays Rebellion, the Whiskey Rebellion. You know, this talking about the March for Life coming up. This is another part of his article. So this week, Washington hosts the 46th annual March for Life to commemorate the 60 million unborn killed in the abortion mills of America since Roe v. Wade in 1973. In conservative states, restrictions imposed on abortion facilities have put some out of business. The legislators and governors who have done so believe the right to life trumps the Warren Court ruling in Roe v. Wade. And see, we're learning a lesson from our criminal overlords who, while we protest, while we elect people to stop massive illegal immigration, to stop the invasion from our southern border, our leaders look at us with blank stares. They don't care what we think. They're going to do what they want. They have their sanctuary cities. Well, now we have ours. We protect the rights of the unborn in our sanctuary cities. We protect the rights of gun owners and the Second Amendment in our sanctuary cities. You see, we learned it by watching you. and it's an American tradition to resist an unjust law. It's the deep state and the government and the shadow government resist the will of the people. They resist just laws. They resist protecting America, and we resist them. So, wonderful article, and I just really wanted to talk about that because he's so right. He says, for a republic to endure, there has to be a common consent on the rule of law and what constitutes a good society. But these seem to be at issue again here in America. Is abortion the killing of an innocent human being? Do Americans have a constitutional and human right to keep and carry firearms? These are the questions, the great questions of our time. Who is and who is not a rightful resident of our national home? So we're asking these questions because this is who we are. And we're getting down to the brass tacks when they fight for liberty. And the way there, in my opinion, is to look to our past. As Patrick Henry said, I like my path with the lamp of history. I know of no other way of judging the future but by the past, and that is very apt for today. We learn a lot. The further you look into the past, the further you see into the future, said Churchill. And we're doing that here. This great honor to be with this crew on the David Knight Show. Of course, I learned so much from listening to David in the morning. It's the best possible way to start off my day. And I'd much rather have him hosting than me. But if they need help and I'm able to do it, it's a great honor. One of the great honors of my life to be here with these wonderful people and bringing you the information. I hope you have enjoyed the show. I hope to be back whenever they need me. And look, I just want to close by saying it's time, if you haven't supported the InfoWar, if you haven't supported this great organization, if you haven't helped people like David Knight and Alex Jones and Owen Schroyer and Caitlin Bennett and Savannah Hernandez and Harrison Smith, it's time. It's time to go to InfoWarsStore.com. These are products that will change your life, products that will not only help you get great information out there by funding the InfoWars, but will help you. So it is the 360 win. It is the full circle win that gives you peace of mind knowing that you didn't give your money to some globalist outfit, some multinational corporation that also makes napalm and influences open borders. No, you're giving your money, your hard-earned dollars to an organization that believes in human dignity and human freedom. I remember just only about 2.5 years ago starting the products, starting the toothpaste first, and then saying, well, that's amazing. I love being fluoride free. And then the iodine, the Brain Force Plus, the Ultra 12, the bodies, and now the coffee, so much more. I could go on and on. We talk about Vaso Beats, all the things that I actually use and proudly. And I would just implore you to do that or make a donation. It's just time, if you haven't, to get on auto ship. This is the animating cause of liberty. I'm Tony Arterburn. You can go to arterburn.news to find me or wisewolf.gold if you want to know about my business and what I do. I appreciate everyone. Stay tuned. The Alex Jones Show is coming up. David Knight is filling in. Alex Jones in Washington, D.C. with the brave InfoWars crew. Take care, everybody. Thank you.